then yesterday we saw how many ways there are that the people can receive a robe. It can be according to the how the way the Dayaka offers it, which can be from the Sangha, according to the Sima, he offers and so forth. Today we will continue that there are other ways also. So another way it is when the Dayaka gives to the Sangha, he tells that I'm giving to the Sangha who spent the rainy season in this monastery. So therefore, all monks who have not broken the rainy season and they spend it the rainy season, the early rainy season, all these monks can get the robe, that's called, who are within that sima. Other monks can't claim to have any rights on that robe.
然后还不能那个世俗世俗还有一种布施方式，他就说是，在寺院中度过圆寂，所以比库，可以获得布施。那这样情况下就是，在这个寺院过了圆寂，然后在这个期间没有破圆寂，并且过的是前圆寂的这个比库，他可以获得这些布施。
So therefore, no. But if the Dayaka stays outside the sima, outside the upachara sima, and he tells, I'm giving to the Sangha who spent the rainy season, so all monks who are within that range, without sima, that means without even outside the upachara sima, they can get that rope.
So what did this Dayaka say?
That's called, if the Dayaka stays outside the upachara sima.
Oh,
okay. That's called, and he tells, I'm giving to the Sangha who spent year the rainy season.
Okay.
All monks who spend the earlier rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
So, and are within that range. That range means even outside the upachara sima.
Mm-hmm.
They also get the ropes.
Okay, but if this Dayaka stands inside the upachara sima, then only those monks who stand inside the upachara sima can get the ropes. Okay. 他说，如果那个居士做布施的时候，他是站在那个净心界之外，那么即使是站在净心界之外的那个。
在这个寺院都过千余千元界的比库都可以获得布施，但是如果说这个就是他做这个供养站在那个净心界之内的话，那么这个净心界之内的在这个寺院里边都过千余元界的比库才能获得布施。 So if he, the Dayaka, defines the monastery, he tells in that monastery, all monks who spend the rainy season, I keep to them. All monks, they get this katina, these robes, and are entitled to get these robes, till the katina privileges are not cancelled. Up to the time the Katina privileges are cancelled. Excuse me. Up to the time the Katina privileges are cancelled. It's called Akala Chivaran. It's Akala Chivaran.
So which part of the mind can I tell?
Bahi Upachara Sima. After the Bahi Upachara Sima it is,
Asuka Vihara.
Can you find this in the Stam Vihara, Yina Vihara, or something? Sangha Saruchati.
Yina Vihara. There is nothing. Asuka Nama Vihara, Purani Kuram. Vasan Buddha Sangha
something wrong?
What is Vasan Buddha Sangha? Adi Sadeti. The next is Adisa Deti. Yeah, this one. Can you find this one?
Yes, Pukalasa Deti.
This is Pukalasa Deti. Adisa. I am here.
Okay. Akam Kamani.
Atta Asuka Vihari. You don't have that.
I think.
Puran.
Oh, Ubatogas. Okay. I can find this. Ubatosangasati.
Okay. I jumped.
Okay. Yeah, that is right.
Okay. So then, okay, you can explain this one.
Okay.
Vasan Buddha Sanghas, no? Okay. Then we can go to the other, Upatu Sanghas.
Okay.倒数第三次，倒数第二个三的，然后就是张老师向上方向上跟大家讲一百零七倒数第一个三的，就是说，如果是说我布施，在某寺住了，就住了圆寂，那么就那么那么那只只有在这个寺庙，只有只有在这个寺所说这个寺庙就做了就住了圆寂的人。
直到在卡提纳舍说卡提纳舍不就是说那个那个那个那个罗坤那一条线结束的时候，一直到那个时候为止，他们都可以获得那个这个布施他所应当分到那个那份。然后这个事儿是必须一些在场的人才能获得，而不是不在场的。OK。所以呢，就了。Now the last sentence is that is called if he.
All those people who were
the present. Last day of the summer? No, of the first day of the summer.
Summer?
Yumhan and Patamavaya.
Okay. So that means the Katina ceremony.
Kimhan and Patamavaya. That means, no, the first day of the Kimhan is a summer, when the summer season starts.
Oh, summer season. Okay.
Summer season starts. He tells like that, that he wants to already to give to the monks who are going to spend the rainy season here. He tells already. Because otherwise, all the monks who are present, they get this robe, not other monks.
They are present at the monastery.
Hmm?
All those monks are present at the monastery, you mean?
Yes, all that monks who are in the monastery, they are entitled to get the throne. Okay, I jumped on the other page now. Because there are Katikaya Deti. Okay, would you not cover that, no? Page jumped, I don't know, maybe I rolled it down. I did not see this, okay. Now go up about Katikaya Deti. That is Katika means agreement. Okay? So and agreement means in this context of monasteries who agreed to get the benefits. It's called to share the benefits. If a daiga offers, for example, a robe to one monastery, the monks make an agreement that other monasteries, two or three other monasteries, should get the same requisites, or to share the same requisites.
Okay.
That is some agreement which has been done between monks.
Okay.
Therefore, if the monks have already done some agreement,
Sapana, yeah. Okay, you tell this one, then I can tell the rest. Therefore now this is the way they should do it. So then if in one monastery, let's say A, monastery A, the bhikkhus come together and they want to support another monastery. Okay? And they want to make it of the same, to share the requisites with that monastery. Okay? Then they should come, they should announce that in that monastery there is a very old, that monastery is very old and of you, not much gain. So then, whatever reasons they will put forward, and then they have to make a nyati. This is called apalokana. Apalokana kama, to announce three times. So to make that vihara equal share, to give this called that vihara equal share. So then, so therefore, and the Kanka Vijayate is a sentence here how to do that. So once that announcement has been done, that agreement has been done, no monks object to it. Okay? So the monks who are in that other monastery, the old monastery, so they can get the same share. So as in the monastery A.
Okay. But
so whether they sit in the monastery A or they sit in the old monastery, it is when they sit in the old monastery, they are as if they are sitting in the new monastery.
So that means even if they are absent, even
if they are not present in that monastery.
Okay. 另外一个寺院的一些比库们，他们那个确实确实缺少这个缺少供养的意思。然后呢，如果他们喜欢的话，他们可以跟这个这个寺院，这个寺院比库一块分享这个利益。那这他这个修行干嘛？然后念三遍，然后念了三遍以后，如果这个获得供养这个寺院的比库，没有一个人反对的话。
那么，那个寺院的比库就是说，他们所要分享那个寺院比库，即使他们还没有过来，他们还在自己的寺庙里边，他们也同样可以分享这个利益。So therefore now, okay, the next is Bhikkhapanyatiya. Bhikkhapanyatiya is called by a kind of regulation. Regulation regarding the alms that a dhyaya gives. Okay. If the dhyaya gives a certain alms to a monastery, and he tells that whatever is called requisites or alms I give, wherever my my alms go, okay, I give to that place. Duvakara means all my duvakara means regular. My regular alms, my regular given to that monastery I give.
So that monastery or something?
Tatadamino, that monastery. It's itself there.
I give there. Yeah, but means what? Not in the sky, no. It will lead some place.
But
it is a place, in that place. I give in that place.
But it also could mean also Avastapinda means. Avastapinda means a kind of place that.
Means for arms hole in the in the village.
Yes.
Okay, in that place, we can put a place.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, also, we can give to that place. Okay, we can also explain the rest. We can explain the other information also. We can put it once, we might forget.
Okay. 然后那个这上面讲是一百零那第二讲的，就是以是常规性之食而不食，就是他那个，他可能就是那个是主专门设了一个地方，然后在这个地方供给供给大家食物，然后他就说我那个来这个地方生活，我就给就给就给就给不食这样。So
now that place can be the place where that daika cooks. Cooks and give the answer, the arms. Can be also the place which he feeds regularly the monks, like a bhojana sala, like a dining hall. Can be also a lodging which he has made, and the monks reside in that. So whatever the place he defines, all that is when he gives rope to that place, the monks who are present in that place, they receive only the ropes.
然后他说这个地方可以是各种各样的地方，可以是他本身没人做饭的地方，他可能就是让比库去他那个让比库或者其他人做饭的地方去领受他的布施，也可能是他另外设了一个食堂。 然后在食堂里边做布施，然后那个人请比库到食堂里边去，那个去领受布施，也可能是他自己做了一个精舍，然后请比库里边请比库住在里边，然后他到经舍里边去给比库布施食物，但是不管是哪一种情况，就是必须是在他指定的这个地方，在场的比库才可以获得这种布施。
So now if in one place there are few months, and there is only one cloth which he keeps. One piece of cloth he keeps. So, and that is not enough for all the monks. So then, this should be shared according to the way the daika offers it. Okay. So then, so if he tells, for example, only to I offer only to 1, 2, 3 monks. Only these monks can share it. The other monks and Chuhal can't share it. Because they are only on cloth, no?
那个在那个食主食主常做布施的地方，就是我们刚才说比方说食堂这类地方，然后呢那个食主食主给比库布施一些东西，但是他所布施这个物品是比库施要少，比方说这一块布，然后比要那个那但是比库要好几个，那这那这那这那这那这那这那这那这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
eight ways how the Buddha told to kill the to kill ropes. Now in the Sangha, in the according to the what's called to the Sima, according to the Katika, means agreement and so forth, or according to the specific persons. So then, and should be asked, what do you like? Because we are now only few monks who can share this rope, and so forth. Here to be mentioned about these things.
然后这个情况下，比如说，如果说这个，所事之物比货数目少的话，就是，比婚姻告诉这个事主。 那个有八种那个不是的方式，就是前面说的以戒而不施，以僧而不施，等等那八种方式。然后问师主说，就是在这八种方式当中，您是喜欢哪种方式？然后让这施主进行选择，然后那个以这个施主所说的方式进行分配。
Okay, now about Sanghasa deity, how to give to the Sangha. If the Dayaka enters a monastery and he tells, I am giving to the Sangha, so then those who are inside the Upachara Siva also, they can get it. But it also, the other monks who are outside the monastery, they are also entitled to get. And also those who have not yet reached to the monastery, they also have to be given a share.
You mean they are on the way?
Who have not reached the monastery. They're on the way to reach it.
Okay.
Or have not reached, maybe it will come after a few days and like that.
Uh-huh.
They also get the share. Because now everyone who comes inside the monastery, because he does not define, no, Sangha means on the four directions maybe.
Okay.
Four directions. He does not have four directions, but actually everybody who comes later in his monastery, he was a Sangha member. No?
Okay.
Therefore now all these monks, they can share.
Is there any limitation for time? When are you going to arrive in this monastery or something?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Time means long, or the ropes have been distributed. No? There are no more ropes finished. The time also finishes.
Okay. 然后这个地方讲，就是说他不仅仅是在这个寺院进行戒之内的比丘，还有就是打算来这个寺院的比丘，可能是这个比丘来打算来这个寺院，但是他还在路上。那他如果到寺院以后，然后这个供养罗宾还有剩余的话，他也可以分到一份。然后或者说有另一个比丘，当时已经在打算来这寺庙，但是还没有出发。然后后面过了几天之后再来这寺庙。但是如果这种情况，如果他那个
原来是有供养物品还有剩余的话，他也可以分到一份。So now, but if the Dayaka stays outside the Upachara Sima, and he sees bhikkhus and he tells, I'm giving to the Sangha, all those who are together, close by and so forth, now for example, they are within Hatapasa, let's say. They can get the right to get the ropes. Okay. But those who are, not Hatapasa, means about 12 cubits, within 12 cubits, I call in the range of 12 cubits, only those monks can get the ropes. But those who are beyond the 12 cubits.
12 cubits from where?
From the last monk. Now, for example, there are four monks like that,
uh-huh.
and another monk stands 12 cubits away.
Okay.
He doesn't get it. These monks who are within 12 cubits,
uh-huh.
they get. Other monks who are outside the 12 cubits, they don't get.
Okay.
Because he meets on the road like that. He can be inside the village. Can be on the road.
Okay, so...
On the forest road, on the forest path. And there is no monastery there.
So this case is that the Dayaka met those people outside the monastery. Outside the Upachara.
Maybe somewhere on the road, there is no monastery. No, there is no defined area.
Okay. So only this particular group of monks.
He meets about 4 months.
Okay.
Well, 4 or 5, 10 months, like
okay.
10 months. Okay. And they are within, all these monks are within 12 cubits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he tells, I'm giving to the Sangha, these monks can get.
Okay.
But other monks who are beyond 12 cubits,
mm-hmm.
they don't.
然后下面一种情况是这样的，就是那个也是106页那个第四在那个情况，就是他以后的话就是翻译不是很清楚，他说那个凡在进行戒的比库能看见， 是对生产的不是。这个意思是说呢，就是说这些比库们呢，他去那个去到寺院外面，去到寺院进行戒之外，然后他呢这些比库在进行戒之外碰到这个施主，碰到施主，然后施主就说，我也东西要供养僧团。那这个情况下呢，就是说，离这些比库，距离不超过十二个万尺，离这些比库距离不超过十二万尺的所有比库都可以获得这一布施，但是离这些比库距离超过十二万尺的比库就不能获得这一布施。
So now the next about to give to both sanghas. Now both sanghas means Bhikkhu Sangha and Bhikkhuni Sangha.
然后下面讲的对二部僧布施，然后这个地方二部僧是指那个比库僧和比库尼僧，比库僧和比库尼僧团。
So that means in that case, this robes have to be shared half to the Bhikkhu Sangha and half to the Bhikkhuni Sangha.
而这种情况下，那个施主的布施应该有一半分给比库僧团，然后一半分给比库尼僧团。
Yeah, the commentary tells if there is one bhikkhu in the vihara, and there is one bhikkhuni in another vihara, so then it should be given half. The cloth has to be cut in two, and half should be given to the bhikkhu and half to the bhikkhuni. Anupa antamas, anupa sambanas. Anupa sambanas, samanera.
Yes. Samanera road. Samanera
road. Or in samanera. OK，
然后这个事儿，哪怕就是说，然后这个事儿，这个所谓比库僧团，哪怕只有一位比库，然后比库尼僧团哪怕只有一位比库尼，或者说那个比库僧团连比库都没有，只有一个刹门啊，然后比库尼僧团只有刹门能力，那这种情况下也应该是一方分到一半。
So now in the if there are 10 bhikkhus and 10 bhikkhunis。And he tells, I'm giving to the both sanghas and to that specific monk also,
okay.
To that specific monk. So therefore now, as called, all these 10 bhikkhus and 10 bhikkhunis, they can get half, but the rest, as called, which the daika defines that particular monk, as called, the 21st part should be given to that particular monk.
21st part?
That's called Ekavisati Padivati. Now there are, that's called 20, no?
Yes.
He gives about, let's see, 20 robes, okay? Mm-hmm. There are 10 bhikkhus, 10 bhikkhunis.
Mm-hmm.
He gives 20 robes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells the 21st robe should be given to another bhikkhu.
Oh.
Okay. So therefore, the 21st robe should be given to that bhikkhu, the way the daika defines it. Because he tells both sanghas, but I give to that particular monk also. Buddha-rakita. For Buddha-rakita, I will give special robe. That special robe, as well, he gives actually 20 for this school and one for that particular, special for Buddha-rakita. So then Buddha-rakita, he has to get his share. And the other bhikkhus and bhikkhunis have to take half by half. 10 robes for bhikkhus, 10 bhikkhunis.
Okay.
So then.
So only one special robe is designated for that specified bhikkhu only.
Yeah.
Okay. 然后这样讲，那个106页倒数第二，倒数第二个，然后施主说，我布施二部僧团尼，这是二部僧团尼，这是什么意思呢？就是说，他那个。他那个布施里边那、这个，指定了一份，给一个特定的比库，在这种情况下，他应该把那个自然的分这些东西就是，他应该把那个施主这个，他说指定了一份，给分出来给一个特定比库，然后剩下部分，然后由那个比库尼和比库僧团和比库尼僧团平均分配，就比方说他那个是21份的话。那先把它指定那一份给那个特定比库，然后剩下20份是给那个有那十位比库，十位比库你平均分，是这样。
Okay, so then, and that chair, that specified monk, he can get it If the Daika does not specify that particular rope, no. He keeps 20 on ropes, okay? 10 for the, then the sharing will be, and he goes. So then the Sangha can also take 10 ropes for the Sangha, for the bhikkhus, 10 ropes for the bhikkhunis. And that bhikkhu, he can actually, request. He can go take one rope, because nothing is specified which rope to take. He can take from the Sangha. Or he can take according to his seniority. According to his seniority. When the bhikkhu share, the bhikkhu share and so forth, he can get this rope according to seniority.
然后如果说这个是他的特定礼物，但是他并没有指定，就是说这个把什么东西，我想每个特定礼物的话，那这个礼物它可以是，它可以提前跟寺庙要求，就是说，我从这里边分一份，那个就是分到我应得那一份，然后他也可以就是跟寺庙关系，跟寺庙关系，他所有的礼物排在一起，然后。
跟自己的家，然后拿自己应得那份，因为他也属于圣上的部分。So now the Daika tells, I'm giving to the Sangha, to the both Sanghas and to the Chetia. So this has to be done in the same way. Now what means here Chetia? Okay. Okay, we can tell this part, and I will give the answer. Japana Chetia, Sangha to Purana Kuru, no, not. Ega Bulu, Pata Kutasu, Kutasu. So for the Chetia, means he offers to the Chetia. So the same way, now, you see, one rope has to be given to the Chetia. Likewise, it is one part, not many ropes. Okay? It is like giving to one person.
Okay.
If the Daika tells, I'm giving to the Bhikkhu Sangha and to the Bhikkhuni Sangha. Right. Okay. He does not tell Ubadu Sangha, into both Sanghas. He tells, I'm giving to the Bhikkhu Sangha and to the Bhikkhuni Sangha. Okay? Here the advice is, one should not cut these ropes into two, and to give them. But one should count the number of the Bhikkhus and the Bhikkhunis, and then only give it. Because the number of the Bhikkhus can be more than the number of Bhikkhunis.
Okay.
Alright? Therefore, one should not give it half. If the monk, the bhikkhus are 10 and the bhikkhunis only 5, you can't give it half. You have to count the number of the bhikkhus. They have to give more part to the, to the bhikkhus than to the bhikkhunis.
然后讲那个一百零七的第一三段，就是如果是说我不是比库僧团和比库尼僧团，这个事儿你不应该先把那个是数过来，后面分那个等分成两份，然后再分别给比库僧团、比库尼僧团，而是应该先计算比库僧团一段人、比库尼僧团一段人，然后按人数平均分配，就是说因为比库僧团和比库尼僧团的人数可能是不一样的，可能比库僧团人数多一点，然后比库尼僧团人数多一点，所以你不能把先把的。
平分成两份，应该是这样认出计算。So, and if he tells also, I give to the Bhikkhu Sangha and to the Bhikkhuni Sangha and also to the specific monk. So that specific monk does not get any separate rope because now accordingly he has to be included into the number of bhikkhus. So if the bhikkhus are 11, okay, and the bhikkhunis are five, then he has to be counted according to the number of bhikkhus, and he is including the number of bhikkhus. He should not be given a special part. He gets his part as the 11th monk. 11th monk.
Okay. So, why is this case different from the Ubuddha Sangha case? I am going to offer this to Ubuddha Sangha and you.
Yeah, Ubuddha Sangha means both Sanghas. In that case, you have to be half-half. Uh-huh. Okay? Half monk Ubuddha Sangha. That is different. Both Sanghas.
Okay.
Means, if that in that case now it tells you that 10 bhikkhus, 10 bhikkhunis.
Okay.
Okay, then it will be half half.
Okay.
This is now the number now. Here it is, if the diet specifies to the bhikkhu sangha and to the bhikkhuni sangha, now it is the case that that means that the bhikkhu sangha may be more.
Okay.
The number of monks are more. Maybe 10 monks there, but the bhikkhuni is only 5. So in that case now it does not need to give it into half-half, to split into two,
okay.
Into two and give it. You have to give it, for example, the guy gives, 20 robes,
mm-hmm.
but there are only 10 bhikkhus, 15 bhikkhunis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in that case now, the five robes have to be given to the bhikkhunis. Okay?
Okay.
So
if it is Ubuddha Sangha,
No. In that case now, if you die, that else, I give to the bhikkhu sangha
uh-huh.
and to the bhikkhuni sangha.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and the bhikkhus are only 10.
Uh-huh.
The bhikkhuni is only 15.
Okay.
But he keeps 20 robes.
Okay.
Okay. In that case, the government says, you can't split into half.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to count. Uh-huh. You have to give only 5 robes to the bhikkhunis.
Yes. But I'm telling the specified bhikkhu case.
Specified. Now, that is complicated. Specified bhikkhu case now, the monk, it's called 10 monks now,
uh-huh.
and specified bhikkhu is number 11.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
11. So therefore, he is included in the bhikkhu sangha.
Yes.
He is included in bhikkhu sangha.
Yes.
Therefore, now, in that case, now, he has to be given, not, if this chivara is not specified, which chivara belongs to him,
mm-hmm.
he also, out of the 20 robes, mm-hmm. what he get, he will be given one robe.
Okay.
His own share.
Okay.
It does not. It means as 11th bhikkhu. 11th bhikkhu.
Okay.
Okay. And according to the seniority.
But what I want to say is that before in the Ubuddha Sangha case, Ubuddha Sangha case, there is also a specified bhikkhu case.
Yes, but this is now you know, the problem. Specified bhikkhu, it is all the same.
Same.
Okay. Same it is because now, in that case now, he also is part of the bhikkhu sangha.
Okay.
This is now. But if it is Ubuddha Sangha, it is half-half to split.
Okay.
And then, and that bhikkhu, it is not on the Ubuddha, he can regard this special as very special bhikkhu.
Okay,
very special bhikkhu.
Okay.
But if he tells me a bhikkhu sangha, he separates the both sanghas.
Mm-hmm.
Bhikkhu sangha is one, bhikkhuni sangha is one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Therefore now, in that case now, you have to see the number of the bhikkhus.
Okay.
If the number of the bhikkhus are 10 and the bhikkhunis are only 5,
mm-hmm.
so the share has to be done not into half.
Mm-hmm.
And that bhikkhu should not count it as separate one.
Okay.
Separate one.
Okay.
He is part of the bhikkhu sangha
mm-hmm.
as number 11.
Okay. 然后这个情况下他虽然指定了某一个特定的比库，但是这个这个比库只能包含在那个比库僧里边，他没法获得自己个别那一份，他就只能按那个在比库僧里边按一分配置获得他自己那一份。然后这样这个地方跟前面那个我不施二不僧和您的事儿，他就这个是有区别的。他如果说是我不施二不僧和您的话。 那首先就是把他那一份撇开，就是然后对这个二不僧进行分配，就是二不僧的话就是比库你分一半，然后比库你不按你个道人，你分一半，然后比库你应该按人都分配，就是说如果是二不僧的话，哪怕比库十个人。 比库你是5个人，那比库还是分一半，比库你还是分一半。但是如果说是 如果是那个比库森和朱比库尼的话，那么比库可以分为五分之二，比库尼可以分到五分之三，这样情况。然后在比库森和朱比库尼这种情况下，如果他还指定了某个特定比库，这个比库的值只能算在比库森里边，而不是韦德林算。
So then, okay, this will be complicated here, no? Under. Okay, that has to be Kusanga Nadi Gata. Okay, so now regarding the about whom the Daika mentioned first. If the Daika mentioned first the Bhikkhu Sangha and after the Bhikkhuni Sangha, so first the Bhikkhus have to take the share and after the Bhikkhunis. But if he mentions first the Bhikkhuni Sangha and after the Bhikkhu Sangha, then the Bhikkhunis have to take first and after the Bhikkhus.
Okay. 然后如果他是这样说的，就是我不施那个比库僧团和比库尼僧团的话，那么那个比库僧团应该先分，然后那个比库尼僧团接着分。然后如果施主说是我不施比库尼僧团和比库僧团的话，那就应该是比库尼先分和比库后分，就是说那个比库和比库尼分别顺序是按照那个施主说的顺序而定的，是那施主先说比库，那就是比库先分；施主先说比库尼，就是比库尼先分。
So now regarding the Chetia, if the Daika tells, I give to the Bhikkhu Sangha and to the Chetia, so then, now, Chetia is not the Bhikkhu Sangha, no? Therefore, the Chetia takes a separate part. So, but if he tells, I give to the Bhikkhu Sangha and that specific monk, so that specific monk does not get any separate part because he is part of the Sangha. That is the difference.
But the Chinese translation said this can get the part of one monk, something like that. So it actually means that, for example, if there are four bhikkhus, four bhikkhunis, and one chetia, this dana should be divided into nine parts. So four parts for the bhikkhus, four parts for the bhikkhunis, and one part for the
chetia. Yes, one part for the chetia. That is something separate one.
Okay.
Because chetia is not a psycho sangha.
Yes, yes.
So, but if he tells a person, now a bhikkhu, another bhikkhu, specifies one particular bhikkhu, that bhikkhu is part of the sangha, bhikkhu sangha. Therefore now, he does not get any, as called, separate share. He also is part of the bhikkhu sangha and he also has to get his part according to how the bhikkhu is divided.
Okay, 给你解释那个107第三段，就是当施主在说我不施比库僧和住比库尼和佛塔，那这个情况下应该那个就是算那个比库僧人数，加上比库尼人数，然后把佛塔算作一个人，当成一个人来算，然后平均进行分配，大概这个意思。
那
您
上一条
你怎么了？
如果他是一个不一定是比库僧。
So he is asking that, so in the previous case, that this Daika specified a bhikkhu, something like that. So he is asking that, can this specified person be a lay person or a samana or something like that?
But samanera is part of the bhikkhu sangha.
But how about a lay person? How about a lay person?
Lay person?
Yeah, lay person.
Of course, we don't care. We don't care about the lay person because the daiga can give it with his own hands to the lay person. He does not need to tell the whole sangha, I'm giving to that particular person. If his friend, no, he might be his friend.
Uh-huh.
He might be some, if he wants to give to the kapya, for example.
Uh-huh.
Kapya karaka. So then he can go and give his own hand. But if he already informs the whole sangha, I give to the both sanghas and I give to the kapya karaka, for example. This part is for kapya karaka. That change was included that the Sangha has to keep it aside and give to the Kapyakara. So then, now we have explained Vasan Buddha Sanghas. We have explained that, no? So Adisa did. If he specifies the, let me see. Does not specify any monks, but he tells that whatever monks drink my rice gruel eat my rice which I cooked, may all these chivaras be given to them. Okay, so therefore now he specifies in a special way. So that if he, for example, he invites bhikkhus, for rice gruel or for a special dish, and then he gives them in his house rice gruel, a special dish, and he tells that whoever drank my rice gruel or enjoy, as called, partook of my dish, that's called, I give these robes to them. Monks who have not drunk the rice gruel can't get it. Only the monks who have drunk the rice gruel can get it.
然后正好像给大家讲的，一百零八页第二个单词，一指定而不是，一指定而不是是这个意思。比方说他是他那个一个居士要献比库的，他们家喝粥，然后不是周峰给这个比库嘛，然后这个比库，然后呢喝完喝完粥以后，他给比库嘛说，那反正喝完这个比库。然后都给拿到我一份贡。
那只有他喝了粥的比库才拿到供品，然后没让他喝这粥的比库就没有得到供品。So then, this also applies not only for rice gruel, can it apply with any item of food?
然后这地方不仅仅是吃米粥，然后其他各种各样的食品都是一样的。So
therefore, if you go into Daika's house, eat there whatever the daika gives. Don't miss anything. Otherwise you will get no ropes. But don't overeat, no? Just small piece is okay. So the next is Buggala Sedeti. If he specifies a particular Piku. Now, Bukala is actually, it is Piku. That's called, that I am given this rope to a monk, and he tells the name of the monk also. Okay? Buddha Rakita, for example. I give it to the Buddha Rakita. So, he can tell it in the absence of that monk, or he can tell it in the presence of that monk by giving to his hand of the monk, or giving put the rope in front of his feet. So therefore now only that Buddha Rakita can get that rope, not anybody else.
然后下面那个对个人的不是，这个对个人不是就是点名供养。比方说我就是道僧那里面说我就是供养佛护尊者，然后那不管这个施主来说这个佛护尊者是在场还是不在场。
Therefore, no, the name of the monk plays a role here. But in other cases, we have seen that the name is not mentioned. Okay, it is more abstract. Now, for example, with the rice gruel, the name of the monks are not mentioned. But in these cases, the name could play a role in order to make Bukkalasati.
然后这个其他情况可能都不指定名字，然后这个就是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个是那个
in everyday life, which in the monastery or like that, you must know that this is the 8 ways how Daikas give offerings to monks. So either they give to the Sangha or to the Sima, they give to the both Sanghas, or they give to a particular monk, telling his name, like that. So, in whatever case, if a monk gets a robe like that, outside the Katina privileges, the time of, out of the season, so then, what to do with that robe if it is not enough for him to, rope material, cloth, any cloth. What to do with that cloth if it is not enough to make a rope? And we are going to explain that now.
然后这八种供养方式呢，就是这八种供养方式呢，就是这个包括包含在日常生活中以那个就是一个种不同的方式来供养各种各样的资讯。然后下面还有说就是回到这个非十一这儿来讲，就是说它这个非十一的就是基呃基呃是需要需要需要非十一这个礼物，它应该怀有怎样的期望才可以储存这个非十一。
Friday. Okay. So right now, we have already explained that the size of the rope, okay, should be 5 cubits, almost 5 cubits, 5 cubits, and let me see, or 4. Four cubits in length, and for single rope, double rope, should be
three quarters.
Minimum. Okay. So this is that I mentioned wave cloth. The minimum. So now if a monk takes, for example, only half cloth, okay, only half of that, and the other part is missing, so then, and he expects now to make a rope. So, what to do? So, we'll explain this part.
然后那个这张上说这个就学费时一情况是这样的，比方说那个我们那个一个笔库，我让他做一点，比方说他想做一件大一会儿上衣的话，那他这个布是需要尺寸应该是，长四四分之三万尺，然后宽24分之三万尺，但是比如说这个笔库他进入到费时一是只有布一半大小。
那现在不能做椅，然后他应该怎么办？然后下面再让大家解释。So then, the Buddha told, now if he expects to get another, this is expected rope, what he wants to get. You know, he got this one. Let's see how to tell it. This Munachiva. Munachiva is called. Okay.
然后他已经得了这部分衣，成为根本衣。
Okay, this is the initial rope, what he gets, which is not enough to get a rope. A cloth,
tell about
block, not block. 然后但是这跟这根本意思是一块布，然后这块布其实是不够做一件衣服，一共就进来。
And he expects to get something more. This pachasa sila. Pachasa.
然后就是他想得到那部分，那个一称为期望一，他想得到这块布，应该是他想得到这一半布称为期望一。
So then, so the Buddha allowed him to ask all, to if he expects up to 30 days to wait, 30 days to wait and see if he can get some other clothes.
然后这个规定就是如果是那个这比丘得到根本衣，那个得到根本衣之后，他最多可以等30天，然后那个等30天来等这个期望衣。
But in the same time, he emphasizes because now according to Nisakya Pachita number one, okay, this robe, any extra robe, okay.Cannot be kept more than 10 days. So therefore, the Buddha tells, ask God, if you want to get some other robe, ask God, try to make it as quick as possible. Okay?
Okay.
As quickly as possible, because there are only 10 days. If you don't succeed only, then you can, ask God, postpone it up to more than 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, till you get your robe. But the maximum is 30 days. You can't extend more than 30 days.Listen, according to the Sakya Pachita number one, this extra cloth, which is beyond 1 cubit, and in length and 0.5 cubit in width, you can't keep it, according to the Sakya Pachita. Therefore, the Buddha tells, that once one gets this mulatira, if he wants to make it a robe, he should, as quickly as possible, make it.
Okay.
We have 10 days. If you don't succeed,You still have, as called, you don't get, succeed to get other rope to patch it, so the pachasa siva. So then you can postpone it up to 20 days, 30 days. 30 days is the maximum, you can't exceed more than that.
So this can be regarded as an exception to Nisakya Pachita?
Yes, exception to Nisakya Pachita.
Okay. Okay. 然后张老师这样的，你看他这个比如现在这个情况，这个它是多余的余，那如果按照尼萨切巴西利亚第一条的话，它这块布只能损失。但是我们这个尼萨切巴西利亚尼萨切巴西利亚，所以说在这个那个尼萨切巴西利亚第三条里边，他说，如果说得到这块布以后，他如果可以做衣，他应该尽快做衣。对，如果说他能很快能测到这块期望的布，他应该尽快做衣。但是如果说在10天之内他还是去做那个没有得到这块布的话，他可以延长继续储存这个衣，一直储存到30年。就也就是说，那个尼萨切巴西利亚第三条可以视作是尼萨切巴西利亚第一条一个例外。就是说，如果说你是有这么一块衣，但是你有期望，时间上你还是有一个衣，但是你有期望得到另一块衣，这块衣本身不足以做衣的话，可以把这块衣储存30天，这个意思。
但是30天，
你先听讲完，好吧？但你这个
问题
先听讲
完。Alright, no.So then you understand the difference between Nisakya Pachita number 1 and Nisakya Pachita number 3. Okay? Because Nisakya Pachita talks about when the man gets a robe which has no expectation to make it. He does not have any, he's satisfied with that robe he got. But if it is extra robe, he doesn't keep it, he can't keep it more than 10 days. So in this case also the Buddha tells,If you get a cloth, as called, you want to make it, so then you have to make it quickly because 10 days only. But if you have expectation, you can't succeed. You can't succeed. You try. Within 10 days, you can't succeed. Then he gives special permission. This robe gives special permission. So then to keep it longer in order to get the pachasa sivara, the expected robe, except cloth.
Mm.
You know to make it.
Mm.
But this, as called time, he put also time limit.
Mm.
You can extend it up to 30 days.
Mm.
But as called, we explain also how to count these days.
Mm.
Okay.
再加前面一个，就是说这个尼萨前第三条，就是说你设立一，它一是在它没有完成的意义，它是个未完成的意义。然后你到这，然后你是到了到时间的时候，你还是这个意义，你还是没有设立另外一部分，没法为它补足。然后你还有期望嘛，让它补足。所以说，然后就是你这种情况下，你才可以把尼萨三条，然后这三条怎么计算，我们昨天已经讲过了，对吧？
So, now expectation is, he knows probably that maybe Dalika will come next week, so he will give some rope.
Mm.
And he knows also that maybe my relatives might come, and they will give next, Pachasa Siva, what the cloth are given. And, or maybe I will go get some Pachukulan, maybe there is some funeral these days and people will throw some cloth.
Uh-huh.
So I can get some cloth from them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what expected. He expects it to complete. To complete is to make it a rope.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to make the measurements, because it is not, the measurement is so small, in order to get the other, it's called part, which to make it complete rope.
然后这个比库，他这个原因，比方说他预计到一两天以内，可能有事，有来关我不了，也可能是他预期了，可能最近我家亲戚可能会来，亲戚可能会过关我，也可能是，虽然没有人来关，但是他预期的，比方说那个最近可能有葬礼或者其他什么，他或者有其他比库人要他们就医，然后他得到一份分扫衣的布料，然后就是他们这以这原因，他可能有这种期望。
So now we will start counting the days to see how to count the days. So let me see.
You want to write all 30 numbers?
It is 10 days, I have to write now. That and then we are 30, no? Mm-hmm. Page where to get whiteboard. The whiteboard is longer.
Okay.
Longer whiteboard. Okay, let's see here.
28, 29.
Now, let's see, that is the time, the first day, means when the monk gets this mulajivara in his hands. Okay? That is the first day. So, here, if he gets also the pachasa sivara, the same day, okay? Then he has to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. He can keep them. Within 10 days he has to make it.
Okay.
Quickly.
Okay.
So he can't postpone in 30 days.
Okay.
Okay? According to Sutta Vipanga. If you read it,
okay.
Say that yes.
Okay. 然后那个张老师这样，现在给大家画个时间轴。So that means he gets
So within the 10 days or number one. Maybe the morning he gets the mulachivara. In the evening, somebody comes and offers it. Oh, I got. Now he has two, everything, his expectation is no more. His expectation is fulfilled. So then, from the time he gets pachasa sivara, mulachivara, pachasa sivara gets in the same day. From that day he has to count 10 days, within 10 days he has to make it.
然后大家如果看这个意象的话，它是这样说：如果说这个比库他得到那个根本一和期望一是同一天的话。 也就是说他那个就比方说从第一天开始算，第一天是得到根本一时间，比方说第一天上午得到根本一，然后下午得到七万一的话，那这个时候在这十天之内他必须完成作一，就是说就是说他这个根本一这个地方必这个地方只能储存时间，就是不论根本一和七万一这两个都是只能储存第十天为止，他必须在十天之内完成作一。这个是那个预算的积分别里边说的。
OK，
嗯，
说。If he gets now the Moolakjivaran first day, but he gets the Pachyasasivaran on the second day, okay. Now this second day, number two, so after he gets it, he has to count from number two 10 days. That means 11th day he has to finish it, okay.
Okay.然后如果出现这个情况，比方说他是在第一天得到自己根本一，然后在第二天得到了七万一，那么从他得到七万一开始算十天，也就是说从他那个得到根本一那个开始第十一天，他应该是完成作业，到这个时候就是完成作业，就是说你什么时候得到七万一，在你得到七万一的十天之内必须完成作业。
Again, now who will achieve it?Yeah, I put them.
Okay.
Mula Chivara first day.
Mm.
And he gets the Pachasa Chivara P on the third day.
Mm.
So then, as soon as he gets it, from the third day, he has to count 10 days.
Mm.
Therefore, that is on 12th day, let's call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So you can write the P plus 10. It's easier to understand. P plus 10. Mm-hmm.Okay, P plus
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. M plus
P plus 9 or P plus 10? P plus 9. Easy to understand. P plus 9.
Why 9? 10.
P plus 9. Okay, you have P plus 10 is actually here. If you use P plus 10, you already exceed P plus 9 is the last day.
No, you have to count from here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes.
Yeah, 10 days. He has to finish on 12th day.
Yes, because P itself is also 1. So because of this, it's P plus 9. Because you started counting from P, P means 0. So
no, P does not mean 0. P, it is a... Pachyasasivara, he gets a dirty, you know?
Okay.
And he has to, Munachivara has to combine together.
Yes,
and he has to come from here. See, it's 10 days. You have to put 10 days.
Yes, okay.
Like, you have to like that.
Okay.
Sorry.
然后这个地方，然后这个地方，如果说，比方说你是第一天得到的本一，然后第三天得到七万一，反正还是一个道理，就是从你得到七万一那天，然后再算十天，也就是说是从那个从根本一开始第十二天。然后在那个等这这个这第十二天之内必须完成作业。
Same way now, if he gets this, Mula Chivara first day, his Pachasa Chivara comes on the fourth day, okay, he has to count again from fourth day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 days on the third day, he has within 10 days, he has to finish it. Okay, so.You see, from this side, okay, he has to finish it. That is the limit. He can't keep it for 30 days. He can't keep it for 30 days. Because he got this Pachyasa Chivara. 10 days limit. According to the Nisakya Pachita number one.
What?
Number one.
Number one.
According to the Nisakya Pachita number one.
But then, after he finished it, that is his intention. After he finished this rope, can he keep this new rope for another day?
He can't keep it. He has to determine.
Determine.
He has to go through the old rope, the determination of the old rope, and determine his new rope, or to have make it the kapana.
So he
has to follow the inside Pachitama number.
So that means after this new rope is finished.He has to do this, if this new New Year is finished on the, let's say, the 12th day, and he received this and he finished this New Year on the 12th day. So in this case, he must determine his New Year immediately. He cannot wait for another.
He can't keep it longer.
He cannot wait for another.
Within 10 days, he has to finish it. Okay? As for, if he finishes, he has immediately determined it. As new rope, he has to withdraw the termination of the old rope. Uh-huh. If it is a single rope, for example, uh-huh. he has to withdraw his termination of the old rope. So then he has to determine this is a new rope.
Okay.
And then the old rope, of course, they become extra rope. This new rope has to become the main rope.
But for example, if you finish this new rope at day 11, so keep this new rope for another 2 days.
Again. Okay. For example, if you get it on the fourth day, uh-huh. Okay, and you finish on the ninth day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called this day. Mm-hmm. Within 5 days, you can finish it.
Okay.
You still keep it. Mm-hmm. Keep it according to the Sangha Pachita. Mm-hmm. There's a one now. I mean, now it is from the time both chivaras, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. they are crude. You have to come from this day. Mm-hmm. So then, and then 10 days extra become extra long. Mm-hmm. So within 10 days, you have to follow the Sangha Pachita number one.
Okay.
That is why actually because you are. You got your expected role.
Okay. 下面，然后那个音乐会，你可以听下面，他已经开始回答你的问题了。然后这问题是这样，就是说，如果是别人开始第四十条七杠一，第四十条七杠一的话，那么按照刚才那个规则，他应该就是他那个都可以如果说第四条七杠一，他在第十三日之前他必须完成作揖。然后如果这个时候，如果第三日他这个心意已经完成了，如果他是在第十三日也完成的话，他不能不。代表这个心持有一，放到第十四日，他必须立刻就医或者立刻把它治愈进食。但如果说他不是在第十三日完成的，他是在说第十一日完成的，他是在第四日得就是得希望一，然后在第十一日完成作揖。那他真的他这个一那他的习作是这件一次都还可以保有两天，保有在第十三日，在第十三日之内他必须完成那个决议或者进食。你清楚了吗？你的问题你都要回答了对吧？
嗯，意思其实就是说那个期望一是在十日之后得到。
期望一个期那你就听往下讲，是那个后面还有。
So the same guy now, one more time, no?
Okay.
One more time, I'll explain. Mm-hmm. Now he gets his Mulachira first day.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets this Pachasisara on the 50.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here it is. So therefore now, he has within 10 days make this rope, okay?
Mm.
That's called, therefore N plus P is 10 days, okay? So therefore, he has to take within 10 days and he has to follow the Sankhya Pachita number one.
然后那个再给大家重复讲一遍，比如说他是在第五日要希望一，那你就从第五日这天开始在这时间轴上数，一天、两天、三天、四天、五天、六天、七天、八天、九天、十天。那么在第十四日之内，你就完成作揖。然后如果是在那时间，如果是你在第十四完成作揖的话，然后对这个一应该立刻就决议或者行事。而如果你完成早一点的话，可以再拖到第十四日。
You go now to, let's see, down 20 days. Now, again, the Mulachira, he gets it on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
But his Pachakachira, he gets it on the 20th day.
Mm-hmm.
He waits,
mm-hmm.
nothing coming. Only on the 20th day, a dire counsel, one day I give you this rope. Mm-hmm. So now, what do you do? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, he has to count from this day.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, you can count from this.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, on 29th, he has to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I call therefore now, here it is, M plus P, 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
He He can't go, oh, the Buddha said 30 days. No, no. You have to finish 20 times. 20
times.
How many days?
It's 10 days. No problem. That's why I say it's P plus 9. It's P plus 9, actually.
Not P plus 9.
P is 30. Then it's P plus 9. P plus 9 is 10.
We don't count the P. We count the day, no?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, now he has to take N and P together, and he has 10 days. Within 10 days, he can't put it on the same day.
Yes. But here, this example is exactly the same as the previous example.
Same thing, but okay, we are going now closer, as called. Then I explain now.
Okay.
Because the days become shorter now.
Okay.
I will explain. This is now we are bordering to the end.
Mm. 然后如果你以色列可以，如果说你是在第一日得到更一的话，第一日得到更一，然后第二十你得到了七万一，第二十得到七万一的话，然后第二十得到七万一，那么你就把它数了，你必须在第二十九日之前完成作一。
He does not need, he can't count 30 days, because the Buddha told 30 days. No, no. He has to take only count 20, he has to finish
29 days.
So now, if he gets it on 21st day, he can finish on the 30 day. That is the final day. Okay? So then, still 10 days he can do it.
然后如果你加21日的强一的话，那么你可以在第三十日完成作业。
So if he gets the 22nd day,
or 23rd,
he has to finish 30 day. He can't go 31st day.
Okay.
That is the limit.
Okay. The same with all these.
Let's go. All the same.
Okay.
Therefore the days become shorter. This is the last day. You can't extend.
Okay. 然后如果你是在22日得到七万一，你还是只能在第三日完成作业。23日得到七万一，你还是只能在那个第三日完成作业。就是说，从21日开始到21日，你是从21日开始，如果你是在21日以后得到七万一的，那可以说每过一天你的这个可以做一日数减一天。就是说你是在21日的时候，你还是得到七万一，你还有十天时间作业。22日得到七万一只有9天时间作业了，23日的话就八天这样。然后以色列就到第29日。
So
now if he gets it on the 29th day, he has only 2 days to make. No more, he can't do more.
然后如果他29日得到七万一，他最多只有两天时间做一。
So if he gets it on the 30th day, he has to make that very day. He can't accept more.
如果在第30日得到七万一的话，他必须在第30日之前做一，然后不能再等。
If he exceeds the 30th day, both this mula chira, pacha has become sanya pacha.
如果这两块布都变成水路，就是根本如果希望布都变成水路。其实有一个秘诀，你可不可以把这个一供养给另外一个？哪个？你说哪个这块还是这块？就是到后面吃完一波之后，2天或者3天的时候嘛。
对。
你供养给另外一个比库。
要比过两天才还供应，给你一共又过30天了。你的这个先跟他约好是吧？就过两天。不需要约好，不需要约好，不需要约好，他怎么会还给你？哈哈哈哈哈。这潜规则，师傅可以破啊？师傅可以这样破这个时间？你需要跟他约定，还是不跟他约定？要跟他约定。
我说这个情况发生的话，所以他现在所以if he receives this pachas chivra and then so because he have very limited time to make this chivra, so he offered both chivra to another bhikkhu, and after this bhikkhu give this chivra back to him. But he has to, if he offers it, he has to complete release it. Complete it, not expect anything back. If he expects it, it's like putting into the into the cupboard until I will take tomorrow. That bhikkhu does not serve as anything else. So therefore now, that last day, he should, if he can't finish it, now if he finishes that day, he has to determine it, determine it as a new rope and so forth, and to make it his single rope, he has finished single rope, he has to determine his single rope, withdraw this determination of the old single rope and determine his single rope. If he can't succeed to finish it, he can make the kapala.
For both kids. Even the new rope is finished,
yes, he can also make a vikapa. Vikapana is optional. Before he can make vikapa. So if he wants to actually to not to count the days, he can make vikapana. So that is an option. Okay.
然后呢，这个然后如果这样是这样，如果你在第三十日完成做一之后，你有两个选择，一个是立刻把你完成做第三十日完成做一个选择，一个是你立刻把你原先那个旧衣裳就一个舍掉，然后决一这个信义，这是一个选择；再一个就是把这个把这次制造的信义给积极精施出去。然后如果说第三十日你干了好久，但是第三十日还是没法完成的话，那这个时候只有只有两个选择，要么把这两块布都给舍掉。
然后其实还有一个，其实还有就是说，如果说你是在那之前，就对这个步做计时的话，那么后面你就可以不计算日数，对吧？那比如说到第十天和第二十天，就是因为从那个得到那个妈的救了那天算第一天嘛，那到第十天的时候还需要做什么决议嘛？就比如说还没有得到布，然后。
So he's asking that. So he didn't get this, on this test, it is necessary for him to make some determination that, I want to get this process zero, something like that. Is it necessary for him to give some different determination? I really want this process zero, something like that. Only with that kind of determination he can keep it for longer time? No
determination. It is, he has expectation. You will tell about not determination, but expectation. He expects to have that cigarette or the Buddha told him, you do not get it. If you still have expectation of the Buddha, then it's okay. You can wait on the 11th day, 12th day. After the 3rd day you can meet, but no more than that. That is the limit, 30 days.
Okay.
So it's not about termination, about expectation.
No, he's asking like, is there any a formal formula for this kind of expectation?
No, there is only the mental aspect. It is not any special formula you have to recite in front of the Sangha like that. So now on this day, the last day, if he does not determine the ropes, if he does not be the kapan, or if he does not give up and he still has his ropes with him, on the 31st dawn, that means here, these ropes become
Sagyapatiti. 三十日结束的时候，如果这个一既没有决议，也没有进食，也没有舍得，那么到了第三十日，这会超过别人舍得不？
So if it becomes nisargapacitya, then you have to go to the monk, and he has to tell idam me bande akala chivaran. Venerable said, this rope, which is akala chivara, is out of season. Masadikantan, it is exceeded the 1 month. It is nisargian. Then imahan nisajami, I ask for nisajami. I forfeit this today to you.
然后这个非是一次犯舍得的话，你应该是这样忏，然后去找一个比库，然后找一个比库跟他说，尊者，我这件非是一次犯超过一个月，应当舍，现在我把它舍给你。
So, and the other bhikkhu should give this rope back to him. Okay.
然后他这样舍了之后呢，其他那个其他比库等的是忏悔完毕之后，应该把这块不还给他。
So now this after he gets his rope back from the other bhikkhu, Mula Chivara Pacha, then he still has now within 10 days again to become extra rope. Okay. Within 10 days, he has to make sure that to make them.
Uh-huh.
Again, he can't keep it for 30 days. So now, here the Vibhanga tells that if a bhikkhu gets a pachasa siva, okay, which it is very gross, very thick, while this one it is thin, okay, Mulacharya is thin and this is thick. And do not bunch together. If you stitch them, you don't bunch together. Okay. And then, in that case now, he gives a special permission to wait again. So then now here, as it says now, let's see. He gets now Mula Chivara first day.
Okay.
So then, and he gets the Pachasa Chivara third day. And then he sees that this Mula Chivara is thin. This is very thick. They don't match together. Okay. So then he does not need to count 10 days. He has to wait till he gets a match for this rope.
Okay.
So therefore now this rope he can keep it aside because it does not match. In that case he does not need to count days. He can still wait. Maybe if he gets on the 10th day some rope which is matches.
Okay.
From that on he has to count.
But in that case,
You can't become mula because yes, can become mula if he finds thick rope, for example. If he wants to, it depends on that is the other way around. Yeah, two ways. I will explain that. Otherwise, it's confusing. No,
okay.
We just first explain this one.
Okay. 就是说这解决等于说这块希望一是不算的，这不需要从第三天开始算这个做一时间，而等等你想要那个期望一出现才可以。
So now, if it is the other way around, okay, the other way around.
Sorry.
Okay, you know, maybe not. So the other way around is that after waiting, okay, that's what we think. No, this thing is
fake.
But after some time, he finds the other way around. That the other neuron he gets, it is can be much with this one.
Okay.
Think to think.
Okay.
And he likes it.
Uh-huh.
Then the munachiva becomes something neutral.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he has to count the days to complete this pachasa shivara with another chiva.
Okay.
With thick one.
Mm-hmm.
What is pachasa?
Thick.
Okay. So you make some marks on the edge so that to show that it's thick. This one? Yes. Make some mark on the edge. Okay. Thick. Uh-huh. Okay. You write okay. So for now, if, for example, this is thin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This thin. This thick, thick.
Mm-hmm.
If he thinks now, okay, this much for this one.
Mm-hmm.
He can make this munachivara. And this pachasa shivara.
Okay.
And then this will be something he can remove.
Okay. How to deal with this one?
This one he can keep it. But up to the third stage you can keep it, no problem. But he's no intention to use it now.
Uh-huh.
He can keep it up or keep it and so forth, whatever and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Because he does not want to use this material, he wants to use this material.
Okay. So this children, he must account from here 30 days. Within 30 days, he must if he wants to use this children in this way, he must get this piece of children within 30 days from here.
Yes, because yes, 30 days. But you see now, if his expectation is complete,
uh-huh.
he knows now I got the piece I wanted,
uh-huh.
the cloth I wanted.
Uh-huh.
From that on, he has to count the days.
Okay.
Therefore, this becomes Munashivara, okay. This Pachasa Shivara.
Okay.
He got it now. The time he got it, he said,
okay.
From that down, he has to count.
Okay. 他又得到另外，他又得另外一块质地和这个期望一样的部，和原先得到那块期望一样的部。那这个情况下呢，就是把原先这个期望一当做根本一，然后进行同样的计算。比方说这个原来第三天，那你把它当根本一，就是把这个当第一天来计算。然后你比方说你这个是第十四天的话，那你这块新的期望一，应该是第十一天还开始计算。然后，你对这两块的处理方式和之前说的一样，就是只不过这计算的天数不是跟第一天不一样而已。然后对于原来这个对于原来这个根本一，如果你没有把它舍掉的话，你还方法和原来一样，还是从原来的第一天开始算。然后从第十四转后，如果说你太掉期望一的话，还用原来方法开始算。就可以，然后最多最多可以算是，或者说是你得到期望一之后的十日。
OK，Clear。讲清楚了
吗？
如果那个两个后的就是说正好可以做一了。
啊。
那是不是就是在那个十四日开始，然后到十，再延了十日？
对，24日，我已经说了。
对，就是到那日必须做一了。
对呀、啊。
做一的那个就应该舍掉了呀。
我没说这个要舍掉，这个还这个还和那个之前一样，就是说，他这个最多就那个他这个独立计算，
可以有，
这是独立计算，这两块。
你的衣服已经成了呀。
那是哪一句
？So he's asking that, so this month, finally made a rule with
at least 2 Shiva. So
he finds a mix, and he makes this rule, 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 and he makes
is it necessary?
Within 10 days, still, till he has called. Now, for example, he gets on the 14th day, no? Mm-hmm. So he finishes that.
No, he has this piece of Shiva, no? The 14th days.
Okay, yes. Then he knows now that he can complete the Shiva,
yes,
this one.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, this one, he can still keep together up to the time 10 days. Okay? This all together keep 10 days. Uh-huh. He keep complete. Uh-huh. After the completion, he has to determine this one and he has to give up this one.
Relinquish.
Relinquish this one and he has to keep only this one.
Or
if he wants to keep this as well, he has to make a vikapan.
Vikapan, okay.
Vikapan is one option. Or he has to give it up completely.
Okay. 他说你完全没有对，那你就是完成做一之后，这玩意儿不可以吃一斤是也可以不吃的，可以吃一斤是。必须的。他说是。Because
now this can be also used, for example, maybe he wants to cut a piece, like that, to punch something. That's for it is you can keep it along with this. But it's long now, you see, from the day these are completed, 10 days you have to count. Mm-hmm. Then you can keep it still 10 days together. Mm-hmm. But after 10 days and so on, you can't keep it. All three together, you can't keep it more.
Okay.
You have to determine also for you to determine this, or this is extra thing as well, you have to make recovery to keep it up.
Okay.
So you can explain them about, they can make a patch for this now. That's why you can still keep it. You understood it?
I mean, compassion is only the part that he
I mean, he can cut a piece
here.
Yes. He maybe want to make a patch for these ropes.
Yes, yes,
he can still keep it for 10 days together with these ropes.
Yes.
Okay, together. He does not need to relinquish as soon as he gets these two ropes.
Okay.
He can still keep it for 10 days, but after the 10 days passes, what he has to give it up. Or make it the kapat, this part.
But if he didn't make any patch, then he cannot keep this too.
He can keep it. Okay. I mean, that's why it is not necessary to keep it immediately up as soon as you get these two rows.
Okay.
You can keep this also along.
Okay.
Along 10 days, you can keep it.
Okay.
Important is not tell, I suppose. You can ask for it. Ask for it. He did not tell to keep it up completely, immediately.
Okay.
So he only tells that he can keep it 10 days. In case now, for example, he wants to make a patch or something like maybe some part is missing,
okay.
He can still keep it.
So that means on day 23rd, only on day 23rd, this chevra becomes Atireka Shiva.
Only on this chevra becomes Atireka Shiva.
So then now, the Kanka Vitarni introduces here again the concept of Parikarachola. So it says, what is called?
He
他说一种情况，比方说实验室里你的衣服破了，然后你可以拿那个那块一色的补丁。对，对，
不
要
突然
就不能再做新衣了，只能做补丁用。
对。Parikara
Chodha
is after.
So the Kanga Vajrani again explains here about Parikara Chodha. If he 30 days now he waits, he can't get a row. Then he tells now you can tell mine is Parikara Chodha.
This
whatever you like. You tell my name is Parikara Chodha.
Okay. 109页，他那个109页第三段，假如不得，即使是期望已零售视为杂用物，这什么意思呢？就是说那个 ，so
that means for example this month he gets this capacity order on the 30th day, but the time is too short for him to make this chair. So in this case he can determine both chair as Parikara Chodha.
Yes, both chair, but it said somewhere else. Parikara Chodha, you know.
And even
if he gets short and so forth, he can't make it up. Then he can determine the Parikara Pachasa Chivra Parikara Chodha. But if the Mula Chivra is thick, the Pachasa Chivra is thin. As called, the Mula Chivra he determines is Parikara Chodha, and the Pachasa Chivra is Mula Chivra.
This we have explained.
In that case, he make it more on 1 month. Okay, now this concept of Parikara Chodha is what I want to question here. Question it. Because once you introduce this concept here, this will become useless. Okay? You don't need to count anything. From the very beginning, you determine number day. Day number one, you make determine your Mula Chivra Parikara Chodha. Okay? And then you don't need to count day is nothing as well. If that is the case, this will become useless. Don't need to study this word at all. Which is actually now we have found this concept of Parikara Chodha. If from the Sakya Pachita number one, to keep three robes, you can determine three robes of Parikara Chodha. So then all this will become ineffective. You don't need to care about your robes if you determine the Parikara. Therefore now I'm telling you, this kind concept of Parikara Chodha, it does not apply. Because we have learned that Parikara Chodha, two items only, it is a strainer and also the back of a bow.
Okay.
如果可以设置为杂用部的话，你在第一天就可以把它设置为杂用部，然后你在第一天把设置为杂用部，后面就完这些日期什么的完全不需要计算了，就不管你有没有期望还是想上空，你就直接储存就可以，根本就不需要计算了。他说，所以说那这样的话，这样就基本上等于无效了，就像你像前八七 DIE 的情况，你拿三一直接决于杂用部，然后随便怎么储存怎么用都可以，那就整个就无效了。所以说他觉得这个地方是有问题的。
Actually, the Samanta Pasadika tells the story how these some monks, some forest monks, but Pansukulika monks, they were for Pindapatana and did not want to carry the Sankati with them. And they started determining the Sankati as Parikara Chodha.
Okay.
And they asked why they told, our teachers told like that.
Mm-hmm.
And why your teachers told like that? Oh, it is part of Vihara, because easy, no?
Okay.
Easy to, for our practice. Easy for our practice.
Who asked this question? Who asked this question? Venerable Buddha was it, or anybody else?
No, they've been asked and so on. The story goes on.
Okay, okay.
They've been asked.
Okay, okay.
Why you do like that?
Uh-huh.
They tell, oh, this, our teachers told like that.
Mm-hmm.
And why you out, your teachers told like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, because part of Vihara. It is for him easy practice.
Mm-hmm.
Easy abiding.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is a justification they gave.
Uh-huh.
Easy abiding.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, tell this story, then I will explain what means easy abiding.
Okay. 然后他说在那个
普段眼里边有故事，就是说有一群那个修那个修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修修 大意思就是找用户了。啊，他说，这是我们老师教你们的。他说，然后被别人问您这个，你们老师为什么这么教你们？然后他说，我们的老师那个就这是这样子对我们来说比较容易。啊。
So therefore now, if that is the case, Pasupihara or Pasu Pariboga, sometimes Pasu Pariboga for easy usage, no?
Okay.
If that is the case, then every rule you can actually justify to break it. Because of easy usage. Easy usage. For example, Vikala Bhojana. Oh, it's so easy. It's difficult for me not to eat in the afternoon. Then for easy abiding, for comfort, I can eat in the afternoon. Okay. So the same way with money. Oh, it's difficult now to be without money. For easy abiding, for easy usage, I can use money. So then you can start also like alcohol the same. It's difficult to have not a wine, a glass of wine. So what? Oh, for easy comfort, I can get a glass of wine, as called after my meal. So if that is justification to twist the rules, you can twist any rule by telling, oh, it is for Pasavihara, Pasaparibhoga. How much sense this makes, as called, it is questionable, okay? Because you can twist the rule like that.
他说那个，让若是为了容易这个理由呢，你可以扭曲一切解释，比方说非吃食的话，你可以说我下午肚子饿了，然后为了容易的话，我就下午吃点东西。比方说吃金钱的戒呢，你也可以说现在没有金钱，很多事不容易，然后为了容易的理由呢，我可以吃点金钱，甚至说喝酒这样戒，很多事不喝酒觉得不太舒服，他说为了容易的理由呢，可以喝点酒。他说所以容易这个理由可以拿来那个扭曲一切学说。
In that case now, this doesn't make sense at all. And if we see what the Buddha defined as Parikara Cholaka, explained Parikara Cholaka. So it is just simple items like a strainer and also the back of a bowl or even such bags like that. You don't determine as for these big clothes, which are these dimensions, very long pieces of cloth, to determine Parikarajo. So, and then this, if you do like that, this rules don't become, it doesn't make sense. You don't need to follow this rule, you don't need to study it. It's useless for Kanka Vedarani to explain all these things. We have spent so many pages to explain how you get the rope, how to count, how to do that. Finally, when it's Parikarajo, finish. This is useless.
然后那个，然后这样事儿，之前我讲过，然后这杂用部这不里的心，就说明他这个那个杂用部是其实有点小部，不能说像那做三一这样的大部。然后那个杂用部他用这根据佛陀的说法的话，他的用途只有两种，一种是滤水量，一种是包。然后所以说你不能把就是都穿着这种用途大部，然后也就一个杂用部。 还有一点就是说，在疑惑度脱离也好，那个精神别里面也好，他就是花了很多很多篇幅，就是对尼萨西亚第一条和第三条，他是花了很多的篇幅告诉你，就是你接受到非释义后应该怎样计算日期等等。如果说可以学一个杂用谱的话，那这些其实都是不必要，一开始学一个杂用谱什么，这些其实都是不需要。所以说这种说法是。
An option is now this Muller Cheever afterward. If you want to do it like that, you can make the couple. Okay, that is one option. You put under the kapana and you don't care. Maybe you get it, maybe your pachasa sivara. You might get it maybe more than 1 month later. Because you know that this month there are no daikas coming in the monastery. But next month they are coming. And you can put under the kapana and wait. You don't need to care, to count the days.
So when the daikas come, they have to remove this with kapana?
Yeah, they have to. And you get the pachasa sivara. You can remove the kapana, means go to another kapana to make pachudarana. And then they can start counting the days from that day.
Oh, okay.
That is according to what the Buddha ordered it down. You don't twist the rules. It is because the Buddha told you can do it in this way also.
然后比方说如果大家这真的是在第一天是受到根本意，然后就是想只能超过三十天以上的话，那应该在第一天把那个意给净失掉，这样的话就不需要计算日期。然后因为你可能你在第一天你就知道这一个月之内我不能保证我能得到那块青了，那如果这个情况你第一天就把这个意净失掉，净失掉之后呢，比如说第二个月或者第三个月你得到那块青了，那这个时候你再把那个根本意上的净失找你和你净失掉比库，把这个净失给舍掉，然后从那一天开始你开始计算那个恶作一的日数就可以了。
Now this vikapana, some monks they twisted that also. What means vikapana? Okay, nowadays some monks they think if you make vikapana to another monk, you tell Imam Chivara vikapemi, and that monk at that moment has to make pachudarana to cancel the vikapana, and then from that on this rope you can use it as lifelong. You can as anytime you like. So this is the new practice what to do. Okay. So therefore now, even if you have 10 ropes, you can make the kapana. And that monk tells you take this and use it whatever you like. From that he tells like that, you can 10 ropes you can keep in your room, use it, 10 sets of ropes and so on, you can use any amount of ropes. So that is the new practice of monks, which is actually not the intention of the kapana at all. This is the path of loba, of greed. Okay, it's not intention of the monks at all. But if we start the Vinaya, we can see that vikapana is completely different practice. It's not that practice. Because that vikapana has been twisted for monks also. Like Parikarachola. They introduced Parikarachola. And you can Parikarachola, if you determine Parikarachola, any amount, 100 drops you can give, 200, 500, no problem. So then, that means it is the path to greed. It's for loba. But if you see the original stories, how the Buddha insisted the amount of rope, the number of ropes the monk should keep, then it is shocking to see what the monks practice today.
然后现在有些比库把那个净失这个叫法也扭曲了，就是说就比方说他这个那个就有一个，如果第一件比库他想拥有多余的一，但他只要把多余一做净失的时候，那个跟那个让另一个比库说，就是另一个比库做净失的时候说，这件衣服那个我建议我对你净身，然后你之后可以根据你的需要来处理这件衣，然后许多比库认为他只要对方那个比库他说了这句话，那你就可以就是继续有了净身，你还是可以使用这件衣。那这样的话也就是说不管有多少件你都可以净身，然后净身以后就可以使用。那实际上话就是说，也就是说你可以储存十件一百件五百件衣服都无所谓。他说这并不是净身的本意，如果是学习戒律的话，净身并不是这个意思。同样那个杂用部他原先也不是这个意思，就是说让你我在学习与杂用部，然后就可以十件一百件那样使用。他说这种对那个净身理解和对杂用部理解是对那个戒律的一种扭曲。
Now the correct practice of the kapana, we study this rule later, I will tell you briefly it is like that. Now if a monk has extra rope, he can keep it 10 days at most, no? So therefore if he wants to keep that rope longer, maybe for the future I might need this rope. The monk thinks it is a good rope, but now I don't need it. I might need it maybe 1 month later, 2 months later. Okay. So, and the Buddha allowed for that monk to make vikapana. How to do it? He has to approach another monk and tell him that I want to make vikapana this rope to you. So then, it is, once he tells that, and the other monk replies, okay, you're right. He agrees to make vikapana. Okay. So then, in that case now, that monk, excuse me, who got this rope to make vikapana, this is the vikapana, how you make it? He already make the vikapana now. Okay? So then, from that time on, according to the commentary, you see other texts also, so that that rope can't be used anymore. Okay? As long that rope is vikapana, can be used. And the commentary tells specifically, nidhetun vatati pariboga din navatati. You can, nidhet means you can keep it aside. Okay? Put it aside. You can't use it, you can't determine it, you can't give it to anybody else, nothing. So therefore now, it does not become your own property, it becomes a dual property. Because the other monk, he already has a say upon it. Okay? You can't, it is not your own, but it's not the property of another monk also. He can't, property means in the sense that the other monk can't use it. Both monks can't use it. It's like putting into stock, you know, putting into stock, deposit. You deposit in place. So then, only after you need it again, maybe 1 month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, maybe 1 year later. So you think my rope now, old rope is become very old, it's gone, but I have that rope in the vikapana. Then you can go and tell the other monk, look, can you make pachudaram? Withdraw, cancel the vikapana of this rope. And the other monk tells, okay, come. And tell, you have to sit squatting, and the other monk tells, this my rope, I give it to you, you make whatever you like this rope. If he tells like that, pachudara, he cancels the vikapana. From that time on, that rope becomes extra rope again. Within 10 days, you have to make sure what to do with this rope. If you want to withdraw your old rope, you have to cancel the termination of this rope, and then determine that rope, which is now without vikapana, that's called, it's a new rope. And this, you have to tell Iman Sangatim, Uttara Sangha, and so forth, Andravasa, and it. So, that is the procedure of vikapana. It's not to be greedy, you know, to be greedy about ropes. It is a measure who the Buddha put down for monks to use things they want to keep for future usage. Not for immediate usage. So that is why to put it under this kind of dual ownership, but in the same time, nobody can use it. It is like putting a stock.
然后那个，然后这样，这样，简单把这件事不是给大家介绍，因为这件事是这样，而且我们以后会学到，然后以后我们想讲，今天这件事情，让大家介绍一下，就是说净食这个东西目的，它的制定净食这个目的，这个介绍性的目的，就是说让大家，比方说有一件多余，你可以先把它存起来，如果大家将来使用，但净食这个东西你不能现在立刻使用，然后具体的步骤是这样，就比方说你现在有你有一件多余的，然后你想把它储存。 你们不着急立刻用，但是你想把它储存十天以上的时间，那这个情况下，你要去找另外一个布施，不是找另外一个比库，然后给他做这个净食。这块这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一这个一
然后过一段时间之后，这个原作镜师这个笔库，他那个旧衣破了，然后需要换新衣，需要换新衣的话，他首先应该知道他原来作镜师那个笔库，说孙准线，我们应该那个我想取消那个镜师，那他们两个人应该蹲在一起， 然后另外另外那个米库说，说那个现在我取消这件衣襟，是我把这件衣襟送给你。然后然后他从这个比如说这个话的时候开始，这件事衣重新变成多余的衣，也就是说原先最近是那个比库最多可以持有这个多余衣持有时间，在十年之内他必须是那个把他那个旧衣给那个舍掉，然后旧衣这块儿就是一个新衣，或者说那个重新是或者把这个新衣舍掉。
So in that case now this is a valid way. So with this rope also, the mullah chiver to take a vikapa now. And then once you make a vikapa, you can't use it. Finish. You can't put on rope if your ropes get wet, except if you have to run after that monk to get it back. So therefore, that monk serves as a control button.
Okay.
As a control button that you can't have access to the rope anytime you like. You have to meet that monk, tell him, can you come and to make Pachudharana, for example, the kapana. They have to rely on the presence of that monk. That's why that monk serves as a control button. You can't have access to your rope anytime you like, the vikapana rope. So you have all the time disturb that monk to get it. Because it becomes troublesome, you reduce your grit. You reduce your grit. Another thing I can say, that is one point. The second point is that the number of ropes you keep, you can't conceal them, you can't hide them. Because you have to tell the other monk, and the other monk will see, what, you have 3 ropes, 4 ropes? Why you want to make up on 4 ropes? He will ask you, and you feel ashamed. Then in that case now, you can at least be frugal, at least 1 rope you can keep, maybe 2 ropes, but not 4 or 5 ropes, make a cup. So therefore that monk becomes a control button for you also, the amount of rope you want to keep.
然后呢，就是在那个净食这条界里边，就是说那个你去找的做净食那个比库，它起到一个控制安忍的作用。就是说比如说你现在那个这样用这件衣被雨淋湿了，或者弄脏的话，你不是就是说你随时都可以用那净食的衣服。如果你想用那净食衣服，你必须先去找那个和你做净食那个比库，先让它把净食给舍掉，然后才可以做。所以说这个比库它起到一个控制安忍的作用，就是你那个就是说你不是随时随地都可以用你那些净食的衣，只有通过他做了手术之后，你才可以做这个衣。然后通过这样一种安排，就可以减少你的那个贪欲，就不就是说你先给你用多余的制造也占了。然后第二点的话，就是说如果说你这净食必须找另外一个比库做的话，就是说你拥有衣的数量就不能对完全对别人隐瞒。因为你做眼镜时，然后下比如知道你有一件多余的衣，然后这样的话就是说你入当你有很多件衣的时候，其他比库就知道了，然后这个比库那个就说这么多衣，他其实拥有这么多衣，然后那其他那个就是其他比库就会让身体惭愧心，所以说这个镜设计有这样做。
So anyway, we'll study this vikapana rule later. And you can study the text, and we'll see how the vikapana is done.
而净食这二节我们以后会学到，然后大家如果有兴趣的话，可以先看看那个这二节资料，然后看净食到底是怎么做的。
So now, what's the time? 20:40, no? 21:40. Okay, a few lines now. We're going to finish this rule. So now this was laid down in Savati, Nidana city, about many bhikkhus, anonymous bhikkhus, who kept, and the Vatu it is, they kept a rope out of season more than 1 month. Okay? And the Buddha put down the rule, Panyati, that this rope should be kept at most for 1 month, if one is expectation to get material, rope material to complete one's rope, which is not enough, it is insufficient to be completed.
然后这条音乐就是地点是沙瓦提城，
然后那个这件人众多比库，然后他的名字没有在比赛上没有提及，然后就这个事实，他们那个接受非议后存活超过一个月。
So then this sadharana panyati applies also for bhikkhunis. It is without command. So and it is and the others apply the same like the first nisargapati. The patama katina, the first katina rule, which is nisargya number one.
然后呢这二阶是共同制定，就是他们那比库尼也有这二阶，然后这二阶非命令，就是你不能通过命令别人让自己看这二阶。然后其他的要求，这二阶其他要求和那个第一个那个尼萨前八阶第一条基本上是一样的，只不过他那个地方超过十日，然后这二阶超过一个月。
The difference is that in Nisargya Pachita number one, there were only 10 days, exceeding the 10 days, yet is exceeding 1 month.Now, regarding now this, this is also no sanya vimoka. If one miscounts the days, and it does not, is not a factor for you to be free of offense.
然后这二戒也是无心戒，而且是那个非有想得脱戒，就是说，如果说你的计算日期算错了，那如果是因为这个犯了戒的话，那就一样是你想戒八戒戒。
Okay. The factors are the same like Nisargya Pachita number one. We don't need to repeat this.
然后其他的其相应要素和Nisargya Pachita第一条是基本一样的。
So right. So now question is because the other rules, Nisargya Pachita rules are not difficult, easy to understand. Now this, especially this number one, number two, and number three, Nisargya Pachita were the most difficult ones. Other not difficult. Okay? So, therefore, if you have any questions up to now, you can ask.
他没有说到金加山嘛，而且我想问一下，金加山是佛陀时代的就有了，还是近代僧侣们想出来用的？而且就金加山用是需要决议吗？可以储存多少？可不可以不存？因为佛陀没有说三一加金加山嘛。
So he is asking that this answer.So he is asking that which kind of tiver that this asakata belongs to? Out of those nine kinds of tiver, which kind of tiver does this asakata belongs to? And is it existent? I mean, was it existent during Lord Buddha's time? This is the second question. And the third question that is it necessary to.Determine this aspect as some tiver, and is there a limit of number for this aspect, and is it necessary to wear this aspect?
So now this word actually appears the first time in Visuddhimagga about the Tutanga monks who have only three robes. And in that case now, it says that there are three monks, one is called one who is very strict, one who is moderate, one who is called libi loose. Now, the monk who is libi loose in Shrutanga, he can keep three robes, and then he can keep his ansakate. Ansakate, which is less than one width, cubit in length and less than one width in span.
Okay.
In that case, now he can keep this because if it is less, then you don't need to make aditana. Right. That is why it is a strip of cloth, as called, who can cover only small part in front of you and on the back, which is the sweat, to prevent the sweat. So, okay, tell up to now, I continue.
然后张老师说这个尖牙叉这个词第一次出现在新经刀刃里边，然后尖牙叉这个词第一次出现在新经刀刃里边，不会、
啊、
对它出现在新经刀刃里边，然后他当时当时
对
嗯 Visuddhimagga is not called Visuddhimagga in Chinese、so、don't
it is different name
okay so然后这就但是新当中提到的尖牙叉是讲一个故事，就是说那个曾有三个人吃头头听的旅库石头型比库呢，然后他们都是只有三一，然后除了三一之外，他没有多余的那个，比方说下圈上一大一，他没有。然后这三个人石头型，一个人吃的很严，然后一个人吃中等，然后一个人吃的比较松一点。然后青云大圣里边说呢，这个吃松一点是比库，他除了三一之外，他还有一点尖牙叉。然后这个但是这个青云大圣里边说尖牙叉呢，他这个尺寸是小于一乘以二分之一万尺。清净刀刃里边说尖牙叉，它的尺寸是小于一乘以二分之一万尺，
很短的那种。
对，也就是说这块不是根本不需要学艺，
这是长
的，这是不需要学艺，因为它是小于一乘以二分之一万尺，所以说然后它只是张老师只是它只是能够那个覆盖你身体这么一小部分的一块小部而已，
有点像我们借贷这种这么宽这么长吧。
他没有说这自己多宽多窄，反正总之是小于一乘以二分之
一点点而已。
对 OK， 所以你看这种。
So therefore, because it is not for determination, they are regarded as like any rope putta, it is not less than that. You don't need to determine it like a handkerchief, for example. You don't need to determine it because it is small. So, but this name, it is the only place which occur on Sankade.It is not part of the Vinaya Tipitaka.
Okay.
Our monks now, they take this. Uh-huh. It is, and they make it not 1 cubit or 2 cubits. They make it bigger than that. Bigger than 1 cubit.
Okay.
And very broad. And this one like, it's called, sometimes up to the knees, long up to the knees, they can wear it. So, and then, not to Tanga monks, not Tanga monks, but other monks.
Okay.
And then, I don't know how they determine, most of them determine this parikarachola.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they don't determine it at all.
Okay.
Because they tell, the Buddha did not speak about Anasagata, therefore you don't need to determine it. So therefore, it is against the Vinaya practice. If you actually use this kind of rope, it is like wearing another rope.You have under a vasika down, or the other pop, or the other another one. You are actually 4 ropes. Okay? You have not achieved it, it's 4 ropes.
Okay.
And they use it, different tricks how to, either make the cup or not, and at the same time they get it back and use it. This is a twisted way of making the cup. So this is, most of them they don't follow the, what's called, the Vinaya rule.Because either the men is parikarachol or I don't know how they do it. I never ask them because most of them they will give some or they determine some other with another name. Each one he has his own options, there are different options. So there is no any practice as what. If you ask them, one monk he will give this answer, the other one will give a different answer. I don't know what they are doing. And okay, tell this and I will tell whether it is necessary or not.
Okay.然后那个，这是张老师，因为他是那个小一乘以二分之一万尺，所以就像这种骨和那个手帕一样，手帕你是不需要学医的。然后这个如果是小于一乘以二分之一的那个一乘以二分之一的那个尖牙叉，它也是不需要学医的。但是有一点就是说，这个尖牙叉这个词在整个律藏里边都没有提到，只是在新经刀刃里边提到。然后如果然后但是他现在有些比库他们用那个尖牙叉。其实那个尺寸是大于一乘以二分之一万尺，然后那个如果你去问这些比库那个你对这些事儿怎么决议的，他会给你各种各样不同的回答，然后有些人他是把这个决议成杂用部了，然后有些人说这个佛陀那个在律藏里面没有提到念杀，所以不晓得进行决议，然后要是不管怎么说，然后他们实际上就是穿袈裟就像。袈裟一样，所以说就这样，就是等于说三一之外又有一个第四个一，然后还有一些比库人是他也把这个袈裟拿去做净食，然后净食完后就自己拿着用。
哦，
对。
Tomorrow,
uh-huh.
If you see any monk wearing
answer again. You ask one day how you keep this, how to demand it. You tell him. But now the problem is now it is Katina privilege. But you can tell him if Katina privilege is finished. You can tell if Katina privilege is finished. How you want to keep this? How you want to turn it? If you ask one monk, he will give this answer. If you ask another monk, maybe a different answer. You can test and see.
然后他说这样，现在是不能一天推荐吸烟，所以说这个就是哪怕这个金刚山它是大于一千二分之一，这无所谓，一天是不能一推荐吸烟嘛。但是所以说你明天你如果再看有比不穿上去金刚山的话，你可以问问他那个说尊者，你不能一推荐吸烟之后，你这个不能一推荐吸烟之后，你这个金刚山是打算怎么解决？然后你问一个比库，可能这个比库给你答案；问另一个比库，一个比库给你另外一个答案，所有人都有不同答案。
那我可不可以这样理解？就是说储存多少戒？或穿不穿跟戒律一点关系都没有，也不犯戒的呀。
嗯，
是不是这个情况了？
所以他
每个人都
是。Is it true that whether he wear this asakara or not, or how many pieces of asakara he store in his body, has nothing to do with the practice? Is it true?
Yes, actually, now Vinaya practices now they use this kind of Vinaya in disguise. It's called Vinaya in disguise, Vinaya Patirupaka.
Okay.
Now this Parikara Chole is Vinaya Patirupaka practice.
Okay.
I'm determined is Parikara Chole. The Buddha allowed Parikara Chole on the hotel. But if you investigate what Parikara Chole is, it's not Ansakade. Did the Buddha tell Ansakade is Parikara Chole? That's called the definition of parikara chola is strena in the back of the ball. That's called, you can't determine other clothes for parikara chola. Therefore, this is called vinaya in disguise. They use the word parikara chola. Yes, the Buddha allowed parikara chola, but for what? Okay, that's why vinaya in disguise. They think that they practice vinaya, when it is not. So, this is why now, we told it is called, it is vinaya patirupaka, it's not,genuine vinaya, it is distorted vinaya.
Okay. 但是这个，张老师，这个如果说你是比方说他是你不是跟戒律无关的，他说比方说你是本学一个杂用部的话，这实际上有相似律。他说相似律。相似律就是似律非律，这样个意思。他说因为如果你把它那个。觉得以为杂用部的话，那你要看那个佛在律藏里边对杂用部的东西是怎么定义的？就是佛陀是不是曾经说那个
没有
杂用部包括天加山，然后看佛陀定义那个杂用部的用途是什么？然后你如果说不需要学习的话，那你看他那个尺寸是不是已经超过了那个需要学习的最小尺寸？这样
那需要权益的话，也没有这个话说呀，因为没有天加山这个。词语啊，你绝育等于没绝育，明白吧？
我可以帮你问，So he's asking that, so for example, if this asakara exceeds the measurement of one times half cubit, or one times half cubit, if it exceeds this measurement, so he has to determine this asakara. But since there is no such word as asakara.In the Vinaya Patirupaka, then if he wants to determine this asakara, what should he say? Like that. If he wants to determine this asakara,
yes.
as for his own usage, then how should he determine it? Because you cannot determine this as parikara chola. You cannot determine this as my asakara because there is no such thing called asakara in the Vinaya. So in that case, how should he determine this piece of cloth?
So then, that is the question also, because there is no name for that. Actually, according to the old rope square, you can termize chivara.
Chivara. Okay.
Just simple as chivara, because you are wearing on the body, no?
Okay.
On your body. But in that case now, it is now, it becomes...You can't, if you wear to the body, there's only three ropes you can wear on the body, okay?
Okay.
There were three ropes.
Okay.
Therefore, this cannot be determined for the body. Now, other robes who the Buddha allowed, for example, is for the rain cloth, is for the rainy season, okay. But other robes which are not for the use of the body direct, it is like your nisidana, it's called your bed sheet, which you don't wrap on your body. But this you wrap on the body. So therefore now it is not part of the three jivaras. You can't wear it. They have determination to wear it. Like that. So therefore now, if you want to have something an extra piece of cloth to wrap it around, so then in that case now, you can have another rope, which is dimensions, like Andravasaka. Andravasaka, you have extra Andravasaka. What you do it is, as I told, the trick, how to count, 10 days, and then
switch,
make Pachodharana the old one, make Aditana, then you can have Andravasaka like that. So, and you wrap around your body if you want to add Andravasaka. Because I've seen most of the monks, they were Ansaka day, it is like almost the size of Andravasaka. They were so big. So, in that case, you determine it's Andravasaka. It is not Ansaka day.
他说呢，他说一个比较简单的方式，就是你直接把它学一为一，但是你不说它是上一、下一还是大一，你只说它是一，你直接把它学一为一，然后那个，就教长说，但是这个意思实际上是不既不属于三一，也不属于那最终一，只是因为它超过了那个量，超过了最小那个最一两岁，我所以我们称之为一。然后他说他看到很多笔画。
他们穿的那个那个那个那个那个尖袈裟那个那个尺寸，实际上已经和夏一差不多了。所以说如果那样的话，你可以直接把觉一成，你不变成多余一人吗？这边。
对，所以张老师这个地方也说了，如果说因为你把觉一成夏一之后，你还要用以前说那个办法，就是。
那两个办法交换。那我可不可以这样说，就是说，见尖袈裟也不跟戒律其实没关系的，我。 我是这样认为的，就是说，
你需要决议那就跟戒律有关，
我就说我准备说，我说我不戒律，我就穿穿，就穿穿就布而已啊，我就可以可以这样做吗？跟戒律。
如果你的尺寸是小于一乘二分之一的话，可以，没问题。
大于呢？大于我。
大于你需要决议啊，你需要决议。
但是没有戒律里面不说没有说这个一定要决议成一吗？
不是，它没有说一定要决议，但是戒律里边说，如果大于那个尺寸，你就一定要决议；如果你想用的话，一定要决议，但戒律上有这个。 对，
但是就打个擦边球，决议为一。
是不是擦边球？因为你这个东西它是属于一的，但是它是属于一，因为一是我不是说一是纺织品的意思，一不是衣服的意思，不是你穿的。对，所以说你可以，它这是纺织品，对不对？那你就是说，十天我还要再。
把它放掉，对，
换掉。
再给它决一回来。
对，
那他麻烦了。那就是说我可以不穿，也不犯戒。
对你不穿没问题啊，这东西本来就是。
太麻烦了。
那你可以
一下，就是说多余的最小尺寸吗？
什么？
多余的最小尺寸。
多余一，你看是什么一？那个是大一就大一就要什么？是下一就要什么？
啊，就是说下乘的最小尺寸是二乘以四万尺，是吧？
四又四分之三乘以二万尺。
还有其他问题？你先。你们是谁先？你先。好，你先。是这样子，什么？他巴萨提伽那个，他为他那，就是。嗯，不对，因为有所解说。对，他们都是那个佛印尊者编辑的，但为什么在这里他不出现？就是把一决议成杂任部，这一点上面，他为什么有两个不同的盘？
So he is asking that since the two books of Samatha Pasadika and Kankha Vitarini are both authored by Venerable Buddha Gosa, then how can it come that how can it be that Venerable Buddha Gosa makes some contradiction in two books that he allows you to determine the chivara as Parikara Chola in one book, that means Kankha Vitarini, and then defies it in another? How is that possible?
We don't know for sure that Kankha Vijayana has been written by Buddha Gosa. We don't know for sure.
But Samatha Pasadika is...
Yes, Samatha Pasadika. Samatha Pasadika, Buddha Gosa do not take sides.
He just reports, does not take sides.
Okay, okay.
He just reports.
Okay.
Okay. That this problem arose. And then the opinions of Paduma Thera and Suma Thera, okay. He reports that.
Okay, okay.
So when he tells the Paduma Thera that he has studied 18 times Vinaya Pitaka under his teacher.
Okay.
But Suma Thera does it only 9 times and he left his teacher.
Okay.
So therefore now Paduma Thera's opinion is more stronger than Suma Thera's.
Okay, okay.
He takes in the beginning.
Okay.
So then in that case now he reports that what is the opinion of Paduma Thera, what is the opinion of Suma Thera.
Uh-huh.
And he leaves it at that. He does not take sides.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he just reports. Mm-hmm. But in Kankavatarani, now it directly tells that you can determine it, which is against the opinion of Paduma Thera. So then, and from that, not only from this passage, from other passages you understand that whether it is questionable whether Kankavatarani has been authorized by Buddha Gosa himself, or there was another person who just make an extract.
Uh-huh.
I call another people make an extract of all Samatha Pasatika what Buddha Gosa already told in Samatha Pasatika.
Uh-huh.
And he took that and interpolated some other passages.
Oh, okay, okay.
So...
这个问题就是普丹也肯定是翻译的人写的，但是至于说以后怎么说是不是翻译的人写的，这个是有争议，而他倾向于那不是翻译的人写，他是一个报告性的问题，就是说表示说那个对那个军尊的人提出质疑问题，就是说现在目前现在比后面在争论什么问题，然后那个军尊的人还是写，对于这个问题，莲花长老是什么意见，然后那个月亮长老是什么意见。 然后那个但是军尊人他不是我翻译的什么意见，他只会把别人的意见，他只把别人这个这个长老什么意见，这个长老什么意见，但是军尊人他有时候会说，比方说这个莲花长老在老师座下有一个戒律十八年，然后那个月亮长老在老师座下有一个戒律学九遍，然后他有时候会说那个莲花长老意见比那个月亮长老意见。 各强有弊，他有时候会这么说，但是他不说自己的意见，他只是把这两个意见说出来。然后呢，但是以后度脱里边，他从来那个这就是说就直接告诉你这个事应该这么做，那个事应该这么做，他不提这个意见来自哪个长老，还是做自己的。然后说那个就出于这个理由，以及其他的一些理由，就是他认为就是以后度脱可能是后那个就是军尊之外的一个人，军尊者之外的一个人。 对，从普通普通普通言里边，对普通言做一个摘要，然后就专门解释八经话，然后在这个摘要的过程中，他很难插入一些其他内容。
Because Kankavatarani is a slight different presentation of Samantabhasari. Different presentation. So it starts, for example, this Pupa Karna, Pupa Kicha, all these things is what which Samantabhasari does not mention these things in the very beginning. It is, the information scattered.
Okay.
So therefore, no, the Piku who compiled all this information put together, he put it nicely.
Uh-huh.
But whether that Piku was Buddha Gosa, another Piku, is not mentioned.
Uh-huh.
But all the information comes from Samatha Pasad.
Uh-huh.
Most of the information, uh-huh. about 95%, uh-huh. comes from Samatha Pasad, everything.
Uh-huh.
It's only that there's just like different, more concise information. And he puts other information which is not in Samatha Pasatika, like what is factors, factors, analysis of the rule.
You mean Satatasagara,
which comes from Parivarapada.
Oh, okay.
This Satatasagara comes from Parivarapada.
Okay.
He introduced this kind of things, so what is different presentation? And you don't know whether the auto it is, it's actually based on Buddha Gosa's explanations, but different, I should call it, very brief explanations. Very concise, sometimes, and very different presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know whether the original author of the Kankavatarani was Buddha Gosa himself,
mm-hmm.
or there was a bhikkhu, other bhikkhus also, maybe a group of bhikkhus,
mm-hmm.
who did it.
普段言不同的，就是他那个以后读的这本书表示方式和普段言不同的，就是他那个以后读的那种方式表示，然后他那个顺序不太清楚，就是他那个以后读的那种方式表示，然后他那个顺序不太清楚，就是他那个以后读的那种方式表示，然后他那个是先说先义务，那个先义务，就是从乌波萨达这边开始讲，那普段言还不上那个圣经讲的，但是你可以看到那个以后读的这本书大概绝大部分内容95%以上内容是直接从普段言往摘摘摘出来的。
但是 有一些内容你跟现在不是来做分析，比方说实际要素分析，每对于每项进行实际要素分析，然后怎样进行实际要素分析，这个不是复杂链里边内容，这是那个复杂链里边内容。然后所以说这本书作者到底是不是翻译作者本人，就是说他还是听了翻译作者的解释然后自己写这本书，还是说他只是自己看了这个福音尊者书以后让自己从摘出来组成这样的书，甚至说这个作者到底是不是一个人还是一群比丘，这我们都不知道。
And another thing is that Buddha Gosan, when he was writing Samadabhasatika or other commentaries, he was not alone, he had a team of monks helping him because you can't finish his work alone. So this Anuradhapura in Mahavihara, he had a group of monks, so then he did not this do it alone. But I will do. I want to emphasize another point. First, tell this one, and I will emphasize another point.
然后还要注意一点，就是翻译作者他写著书的时候，也不是他一个人在写，就是他当时写著书的时候，大四很多作者都一起跟他写著。这著书不能是翻译作者一个人完成。
Now these monks of the team he was working together, maybe one of these monks, maybe two of these monks, they starting thinking.Samadabhasatika is very long explanation. Let's compile another book which is short, very briefly, very handy. Maybe out of this team of this monk they did it, but attributed to Buddha Gosa because it's called the book was attributed to Buddha Gosa because it is actually most of the part 95% Buddha Gosa. You can't attribute to themselves. They didn't put their own name. They put the name of Buddha Gosa.
然后呢？然后这有可能就是说翻译作者的团队里边可能有几个比丘，然后他们其实可能就是他们参与了这个菩萨言这本书编写，但是他们觉得这本书太长，不是所有人都会读这个书，然后他们可能作为简略这本书，然后但是他们做这个简略这本书是他们可能不这个编写过程可能翻译作者没有参与。但是他编写这个材料可能95%都是来自翻译作者编这个翻译，所以他们就那个这本书署名是他可能脱名为翻译作者，但是意思就是说实际上这本书大部分来自翻译作者编这书，但是真正编这本书并不一定是翻译作者编。
So then, whatever the case is, as Buddha Gosa tells in the beginning of Samadabhasatika, we have all the time compare the commentaries.With the canonical texts. If the commentaries do not agree with canonical text, you have to withdraw the opinion of the commentary. In the very beginning, he tells. The same way now, the sub-commentaries. If the sub-commentaries have some opinion there which do not agree with commentaries, they do not agree with the Pali canonical text, the opinion of the sub-commentaries will be removed.So, and now this is what we do. If we study Vinaya, as called, any opinion we hear, either from the commentaries, either from other teachers, either from other monks, we have all the time compared it with the Vinaya Pitaka. Okay? What the Buddha taught, what he has explained about Parikarasura, for example, what he taught. If we compare what the Buddha taught and what now this commentary tells, the other commentary tells, what other people say, there's contradiction there. Okay?If we, for example, determine the three ropes of Parikarachola, these rules are useless. We don't need to care about these rules, you don't need to study them. Why you spend hours and hours to study these rules? Useless. Just determine your Parikarachola and finish it. So therefore, the Buddha toiled so much to explain how to reduce your greed about ropes. But then you introduce a concept of Parikarachola, and you can keep hundreds of ropes without even...needing to care about the days, to count how many ropes you have, how many days you keep them. That is a path to greed. It's noble. So therefore, you try to questioning this thing. Does it agree with the Vinaya Pitaka? Does it agree with what the Buddha was intended, with the intention of the Buddha? If it doesn't agree, give it up. This is not the practice what the Buddha intended for monks to practice.
然后他说呢，然后那个翻译的他在那个绿亮珠书一开头，他说我们一直在比较这个珠书和绿藏里边内容。他说如果我们发现珠书和绿藏里边内容如果有什么不吻合的地方，我们就那个 像那部分内容。他说我们应该以同样，如果是对于复数呢，我们应该那个就以同样态度学习复数。如果说复数，跟那个复数里边内容，跟注释里边内容，或者说那个律藏里边内容有什么不吻合的话，我们应该不应该定在复数里边是吧？他说，然后那相似，然后如果我们像他人是吧，或者说注释里边是吧，我们就如果心里边有所怀疑的话，应该跟那个律藏里边是那个律藏里边是做比较，看是否吻合。如果不吻合的话，应该是心里是吧。他说比如说这个把这个三一学一三用不这个事情，他说这件事情就是跟佛陀在律藏里边那个就是智能境界就是直接相矛盾。他说佛陀智能境界就是为了控制这些比库，就是他那个持有一的数量以减少他们的参与。然后但是如果说你说可以把三一学一给三用过的话，那实际上就是对于比库持有一数量是几乎没有任何控制的。然后这不是减少参与之后，这是通往参与之后。所以说那个这让建议大家，如果说在这类书或者听他人说法的时候，跟律藏里边感觉有冲突，要敢于提出质疑。
So another thing is if we see the original story how this Pansu Kula monks in Sri Lanka they started determined three ropes Parikarachola. The justification they gave is Sukha Pariboga or Sukha Vihara. Just for easy usage, easy abiding, easy practice. You know. That is justification. As I explained, if that is the case, you can justify any rule like that. Vikala bhojana, I can eat because easy for me. I can use money because easy for me. So therefore, this is justification they give. It's not vinaya, this is avinaya. It's nothing to do with vinaya, this kind of explanation. This is also what God's temple monks do. Now, temple monks, because it's difficult to be without food in the night, no? They have dinner. The time we start our classes, 7:30, that is the dinner time of temple monks. If you go to the temple, by 7:30 and so forth, they will invite you, come for dinner. You can't stay alone in your room. They will invite you, come in your room, knock your door, to invite you for dinner. That's it, dinner time. Because they think it is sukha pariboga, sukha vihara. You feel comfort if you eat, how nice. You don't need to keep these rules. So, and they take this justification. If you feel some discomfort and so on your stomach, you eat. They will tell you, why? What is wrong with that? They will tell you.
然后那个，张叔现在那个斯里兰卡人吃比库，他是这么做的。然后，他们不守非吃之交，让他们吃晚餐。然后我们开始上课时间就晚上7:30，对吃比库说这样他们吃晚餐的时间。然后比方说那个比方说你去那个你在晚上7点左右或者7:30时候去吃寺庙的话，你会发现他们在吃晚餐，而且你在那个时候你就不能待自己房间里边，你在自己房间里边吃比库会到你房间给你敲门声，会大家一块吃晚饭。然后他们吃晚饭里边其实也是一样，都是为一于安住。但是他们说，如果说你觉着不舒服吃东西，这有什么错误？
So this is not vinaya, this is avinaya. It is against what the Buddha laid down. If we found such contradictions, of course, we will stick to what the Buddha teached. Taught, and if we want to practice vinaya, otherwise you just remove the whole vinaya pitaka because it's sukha vihara. Yes, God, you don't need to care for any rules. Mm-hmm. You don't need to restrain yourself in body, speech and mind. So, okay, all the time we have to check. Even other man tells an opinion, teachers their opinions. Today you can find so many opinions. And we have to all the time check, because now we go sarana, refuge to the Buddha. Buddha sarana gacchami, we tell. We don't go sarana to acharya sarana gacchami. We don't go like that. So, therefore we have all the time check what the Buddha taught us. Because what the disciples of the Buddha, we want to follow what the Buddha taught us, and all the time check what was the intention of the Buddha, why he put this rule down, as called, and he wanted to cut off loba to the monks. If we are starting to use parikara jwala and so forth, what is, as called, what is to cut off loba? You actually, is a path to loba. So therefore, this contradicts what the Buddha laid down. In that case, now you have to give up this kind of practices. And stick to what the Buddha has taught. So then, what time now? 10 o'clock past now.
Yesterday you told that so for example, if you're away from your achiever, let's say sangati at dawn time, if you're away from your sangati, if you want to be free from offenses, then you should relinquish the determination on that sangati. And then when you came back, you should determine that sangati again. So then he's asking that in that case, why we determine this sangati at the very beginning? So in the very beginning, we don't determine this sangati. We don't receive sangati. We just use the tushiva. It is enough. Why should we determine this sangati? He's asking.
Now, sangati is now because now the time when the Buddha want to decide how many robes to allow the monks now. He spent the night in the cold, cold night in the winter, outside. He spent outside to see how many robes the monk needs. And as I told you now, the first watch of the night were single row, one single row. Then you feel comfortable, but after in the middle watch of the night, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, to 2 o'clock in the night, 10 to 2 o'clock in the night, it starts becoming cold. Then you wear another single row. Then you feel comfortable, but from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning, it becomes more chilly. Then he feels more chilly, and he has to cover himself with another single row. So then he felt he came comfortable. So then in that case, he thought that is good enough. That's called for to allow monks. And he allowed now, for example, allowed this two single ropes to stitch them together, put them sangati. And then another single rope to wear it as a koshwar. Then under, so another cloth, as well, under rope to have it. So this size here, determine the size. And it's called good enough for monks to live, even the winter time. So that is the minimum. And then for he put the rule down that only three ropes are allowed. But later on, he allowed also to have 10 days to keep it extra rope if you want to keep it. That's called, that is it. This is how it started. Therefore now, we as a minimum amount of ropes would demand only three ropes. And Sangati is one part of that. And if your Sangati, that's called, therefore now, if you get to Pasambada, as a bhikkhu, you have to have three ropes.
Oh.
Yes, you have three ropes. Otherwise, you can't do Pasambada.
Oh.
You have also a bowl. Okay. Without a bowl, you can't become Pasambada.
Okay.
Okay. Therefore, now a bhikkhu who comes to get to Pasambada, he has to have three ropes, Sakati, Sangati, Uttarasanga, Antaravasaka. Okay. So then, and he has a bowl. Okay. Immediately after he becomes a bhikkhu, after he gets to Pasambada, he has to determine three ropes. Because Upasambhati is based on these three ropes also. Three ropes means because you go to Upasambhati of heaven, supposed to have three ropes. Okay. From that time on, your life it is depending on these three ropes. And you're bored. Okay. These are the requisites, the minimum requisites you have. Okay. So, from that, the time you become a bhikkhu now, you have to determine three ropes. Otherwise, you become Atireka Shivas. Become Atireka Shivas. Your ball is the same, you have to demand your ball because that becomes Atireka Patu. Okay. It's extra ball. Extra ball.
Okay.
This is actually your Pasambhata life starts. When you become in the Sima, inside the Sima, you have nothing else with you. You have only three ropes on ball. This is how you approach the Sangha and ask, I want to become a bhikkhu. Okay, otherwise you can't become a bhikkhu if you have no three ropes. You have no ball. So therefore, this is actually the requisite, how you enter bhikkhuhood. With this. Therefore, these are the minimum requirements you have. And you should not give up these requirements. Okay? You shall be, and then there are rules to be followed, how not to be absent of these ropes and so on. Because chivara. So therefore, all the time about chivara, these are the minimum requirements. This is a must for bhikkhus to have.
But he is actually asking that what will happen if he after he become a bhikkhu, he totally relinquishes this sangati, and he is only using this two ropes, Uttarasanga and Antaravasaka. Then what offense will occur to him? Something like that.
What occurs? He will go to him.
Yes.
So then there are what's called. There are offenses because now he says to have to keep his three ropes. Okay. Other offenses now, for example,
he has to keep his three ropes. Is there any offense now breaking that? That means he does not have three ropes, only two ropes. Is there any offense like that?
It means completely give up the sangati.
Yes, I
completely
give up.
I never use it.
Yes, never use it.
What did it?
So he tells that that bhikkhu only have a dvichivara, not tichivara.
Dvichivara bhikkhu, not tichivara bhikkhu. So then, I think there is some rule there, not Vahavagapal Sangha, about the Chivara Kandaka. Chivara Kandaka. There are some rule there which For monks to have three robes, even to keep three robes and so on. They can't keep Sangati and everything, so they should be together with them. There is a rule, I have to find out, I have to check Mahavagabala.
But then you said that in that case, on the downtime, if he is away with the Sangati, he can relinquish temporarily and then determine it again, right?
Yes, yes, that is true. You have to determine, as I was called now. Next day, you have to determine it because they become a terekachiva.
Okay, okay, okay.
But you have to determine it again.
Okay.
Within 10 days, you have to determine it again.
Okay.
So then, but if you don't determine it, of course, you want to completely give it up.
Mm-hmm.
There is another rule, as far as I remember, there is some rule in Mahavagabha, I have to check.
Okay.
But that you have to have three ropes. You can't have a determination of two ropes only.
然后那个这样说这个问题是这样，他说你那个那个那个，佛陀为什么要允许呢？因为用这个大意，他是这样说，他之前我们跟讲，他在冬天夜晚做那么实验嘛，然后在外面坐着，然后做那个实验，然后就是说为了让比库御寒呢，所以说佛陀规定就是你比库达上是你至少要有最少量的字句，就是三一一波，因为如果在佛陀那时代，就是如果你没有三一的话，你是没法御寒的，所以说你达上的时候，你必须拿三一一波去达上。 没有三一一波是不能达成，就是说当时没有大意的话，你不能。然后你达成了比库以后，那个你首先你应该去决意你三一一波，就是说你如果第一你有三一一波，有三一一波上达成，然后你达成了比库之后，你必须要决意三一一波。然后呢，然后这一说就是说那个为什么在冥想，冥想出现的时候，一定要那个就可以，要不能舍去舍去舍去的原因是，如果不舍去的话，就犯了三一戒。然后为什么说明决意？因为如果不决意的话，那个念一对你来说成为多余的意，多余因之所生十天。然后，但是最后他说，如果说你是你不舍去之后要不决意，然后彻底不能舍除掉。
他说这个的话，好像在大学里面是有一条线，就是说那个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 沙溢，有的比丘要拖嘛，我拖了我下一月我去上厕所，时间到了冥想，我决意两个沙阿蒂跟上衣我决意舍掉，那犯不犯这个戒？我就下衣，我没有上衣了，我就下衣那时候。
你可以那个只要你立刻回来把决意回来就 OK。他说那个犯戒是你彻底舍了，根本就不把决意回来。
不是。他说的是一个例子，是三阿弟没有，
我
觉得
我知道你的意思是那个，就是既没有三阿弟，也没有上衣，对吧？
对对，这算不算犯戒呢？就算连二衣比库都不算了，你就穿了个下衣而已。
你没有舍弃，你只是暂时舍出决意，对不对？他说那个
对对对，舍出决意，
对，暂时舍出决意，舍出决意就没有理由说你犯戒，为什么说你犯戒？
不是我的意思是说，你帮我确认一下，
啊、
那是我明天。